Log Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Liver bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math fact. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler at my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this shit.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes, and see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home. Instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen at Rome. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable. Little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our heads to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Good evening, everybody. This is the True Grudge Racing Channel on Thursday evening. And I'm your host, Big Sham, right here in Chicago. My co-host is the man himself, Brother Mighty Mouse from Set on Kill. And the man on the ones and twos running the board for me, the street legend, Brother Shaky. Man, another great Thursday. We out here live, y'all. It's beautiful in Chicago. Man, it's about to be May in a few days. So, man, it's another year. We get to do it again. Get ready if you're not ready. Let me give a shout out to Brother Leroy, the 1-800 Keep It Real all day, all night, every day show. Brother Mouse, Brother Shaky, you, everybody that listened and participated in the conversation. We appreciate y'all as always. Mark your calendars, June 16th and 17th. The big stage, man, get ready. It's coming. Info to come, but mark your calendars. It's our annual, myself and Brother Leroy, our annual. So get ready. It's going down. That's all I can say. It's going down. Let me see what else I got. Man, you know what? I don't know if everybody knew Whammo, Brother Everett, passed away. Man, one of the funniest dudes I ever met in my entire life. Man, I the first time I met him, we instantly hit it off. He just had a spirit about him, man, that was just, man, it was just unbelievable, man. When he was just so funny. Oh, that man was crazy. He say some stuff out of his mouth, man. I swear. Man, he passed away, man. It hurt me, man. I ain't gonna lie. Man, shout out to his family, man, and man, pray for his family, y'all, because that was a big one. That was a big one. So, Brother Everett, Whammo, Bin Laden, you know him by a bunch of names. But yeah, pray for his family. Man, let me see. I have some info. Let me see if I can find it. The info for his service. Let's see. Brother Eric. Let me see. Hold on. Brother Eric. His brother passed. So pray for him and his family, man. I know they had a GoFundMe, I think, for his brother. You can go to Eric's page and get that info. Eric, wait a minute, hold on. Insanity, I think it is, on Facebook. Yeah, let's see. Okay, I'm all over the place. Both of them just got me. Okay, Whammo. Wait a minute. Let's see. Okay, the visitation is this Saturday, the 29th, from 9 to 11. Russo's, 4500 Roosevelt Road, Hillside. A funeral service will be celebrated promptly at 11 o'clock at AMM Intimate Queen of Heaven Catholic Cemetery. Okay, that must be right after, if I'm reading this right. Let me get my glasses to be very sure. April 29th from 9 to 11. Russo's on 4500 Roosevelt Road at Hillside. That's the visitation Saturday. So if you get a chance, man, try to go out there for that service. And let me see. Hold on. Let me get brother. Let's see. I got it in here. Okay. Danny Carter, the brother of Brother Eric Carter. Let me see. Account here, the link. Okay. Okay, Eric Insanity. I know that's on Facebook, but let's see. Okay, I'm looking, y'all, but I'm going to get Eric on in a second. I know he'll give y'all the information, but pray for Brother Eric and his family and Brother Whammo and his family also, y'all. Wait a minute. Let me see. Brother Shaky, are you there? Mouse, are y'all there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. First of all, okay. Prayers go out to all the family and friends or anyone who lost anyone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I saw you posting pictures up, Mal. Wait a minute.
I'm getting there.
Yeah, it's been something, man. Another thing, safe travels for all the brothers and sisters, for that matter, on that highway.
Traveling southbound.
No rain, man. No rain. There's no rain. That's all I can say. No rain. Let them go on and get that groove on. Hold out on the rain, Lord. That's all we can ask for. Safe travels and no rain. No, that's just a bad position when you got rain in the forecast. You trying to go to a race, man. It can be people don't understand it. It could be bad position, but you know what I'm saying. I know we're trying to race. And you're trying to do the right thing, but hopefully they can get some good action, man. They can hold off on the range. What's going on, Brother Shaker? Talk to me.
Well, I'm just so happy to hear you guys' voice again, because this is another wonderful Thursday, and you know we gotta kind of hold hands and pray for no rain, because it's a whole lot of people holding hands praying for rain.
Oh,
yeah.
We got the kumbaya for the no rain.
Oh,
come
oh,
on, man.
No.
We got to pray
oh,
for no
man.
Rain.
Don't say that. Man, no, they're trying to play. Oh, no, man. It's something else. I know, man, this Saturday coming up, Jeremiah versus Three Love. That's 41 Saturday. Is that the 6th? That's May 6th. That's May 6th, right? Yeah, May 6th. And May 7th at the Grove, the Chicken Man versus Preacher Boy. Man, I got to get some particulars, the times and all that. I don't have the times, but, yeah, so it has begun. So y'all get ready. They done locked in. It's time to play. So, we shall see how it's going to unfold.
Let me see. You know that nigga Terrio's a freak. You know he like a freak. That nigga love a freak.
Oh man,
this is his conversation. Yes, man, that nigga. There's a whole lot of freaks on here now. You just gotta really listen to it. There's a whole lot of freaks, y'all. I'm telling you.
Oh man,
don't freaky motherfuckers.
Oh yeah. Lord, wait a minute. Let me. I think this airs right here.
Too. Oh,
yeah. Don't wait a minute, Shaggy. Don't start it. Let me get
that
this out.
That nigga Mouse is a freak. You didn't know that?
I know. Yeah. I know. I want to get these this information out before we get started. Let me try to get this information out. Hold
I'm
on.
Sorry.
I think Brother Eric, is that you? That's okay. Is that hello? Let me see. Get my glass. Brother Eric, is that you, 2978? That's you? Okay. Thought that was Eric on there. Let me check my phone. Yeah, Eric, that's you? Your mic is open. Hello? 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 Okay. I'll go back to him. Okay. So what y'all got for tonight? I mean it's almost that time. It's barreling on down. I don't know what to tell y'all.
Gritty.
Yeah, it's you know, it's that time. It's definitely that time. So they starting it off already. They starting it off. So
yeah.
I'm gonna try to get the particulars. I don't know the particulars. I know. I thought I wrote something down. Mouse, you been writing stuff down? Because I don't have it. I promise I don't. I don't have nothing wrote down. Man, that's unlike me. I don't know. I usually write stuff down when I hear it.
Well, it's recorded, right?
Yeah, but then you got
to
know. I got to know when it was, what day
uh-oh.
It was. I don't remember what that was. But we'll find out.
One of the two will be on this show today. Well, one of them four.
We'll figure it out.
Two of them four.
We'll definitely figure it out.
We'll be on the show.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I just got to
take along the line what I was saying. Who prayer does God listen to? To the racists who don't want no rain, or the farmers who want some rain. Oh my god!
Oh man! What you say? That's a good. That's a good one right there. Man,
yeah.
My goodness. Oh man,
that's a lot of praying there, boy.
Man, that's a man. And I know, don't say such a thing. They ain't praying like that. I know they ain't praying.
Man,
stop
praying. You know people pray. You ain't never prayed for rain when your car wasn't ready. You hear me?
Nope.
You really want
no.
to kill somebody,
no.
but the car ain't ready. Lord, let it rain, and then I'll be ready next week, Lord. I know I will.
But
no, you didn't. But you locked in already. So what you locked in for, and you knew you wasn't ready. There ain't no way in hell
well,
you don't locked in when you ain't ready. Well, no, people. Yeah, they do. They do.
Now you know.
But they have all the good intention. They think, you know, I'm gonna be ready. I'm gonna be ready by that time. So I'm gonna, you know, I guess they'll lock in or whatever. I don't know. It's a fine line. That's all I can say. That's a fine line. That's a fine line. I promise it is. Good intentions is something totally different, you know. But it's such a fine line between the two.
Let me say this. This show sometimes can make people talk and say stuff that they don't really need. I remember one time I got on this damn show. This had to be 2-3 years ago. I know damn well in my heart that I was going to race. I was talking crazy to somebody. Nigga, I kill you, nigga. I can't wait. Man, I ain't even had no motor, man.
You got to start yourself.
Yeah, this show will make you do that, though, bro.
Oh, man, Jackie, don't do that.
Get the flow.
Say that.
The shit
what
get
you
the
say?
Poking.
Don't say that. Man, look at here.
Truth.
I know, dog. Oh, my God. What you going to tell the truth, man. I guess ain't nothing wrong with
the truth. People here lying, man. You can understand when people be lying,
man.
Brother, because they ain't raced in a long time. And that ain't they, that ain't the way that they been living. Oh, we got to talk about paperwork. Ain't that what they say when you get locked up in jail? You got to come with your paperwork and don't lie about what you didn't do because the paperwork going to tell you what you did do. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait. Yeah. Ho. Wait a minute. What paperwork now? What happened?
Okay, so then what I
what's
said.
What's paperwork? What does that consist of?
I know
what would that consist of?
Get mad at me. They're going to get a little mad at me because I ain't done nothing in a while. But I'm saying back when I used to race, I had paperwork. Yeah, that didn't
change. And what did your paperwork consist of? What's the
paperwork
consist of?
Didn't do.
Okay.
Man,
and?
These people ain't got no paperwork, bro.
Oh.
I'm just like, okay. Baby, I'm sorry, man.
If you brought it up, it is what it is. Now, I don't know what to tell you, though. I just want some clarity so we can, you know, have a dialogue about it. What's on their paperwork? Is that your question, Brother Shaky? What's
man,
on their paperwork?
Do you know all the people that raced last year, bro? That's paperwork. We know. We know
right.
what really happened
for
last
sure.
year.
You can't lie. That's what it is. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's the followers. That's the followers. Even with media
man.
Now. Oh, my God, man.
Uh-huh.
They got video. Hey, nigga, I fucked you up. Man, you ain't had no voting.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Oh, man. Look at
that. I'm just
saying,
bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Then,
well, you know
can
what?
Can I say this? Can I say this? Just let me say this.
Yeah.
And I want to say something,
yeah.
you know, because I really love you, Shem. You got to understand. And I believe that it's a whole lot of people that don't really understand how God works. Because, see, people want people to just do what people want people to do. But sometimes when God give you a different position, and it's something that people want you to do that you can't do right now because God got you doing something else, they got to stop hating on you, man. They got to stop hating on you, bro. And I'm just saying that, man, because you're doing something good, man. You're doing something good, bro, and that's what I believe. Because a lot of niggas, I'm just saying. I'm learning about the show. I'm learning about race, and I'm learning about a lot of stuff. I'm just saying. If you can't right now, you can't. How's somebody going to make you do something you can't do right now? You can't do it.
They can't.
But you
they can't. I mean, but, you, Shaky, let me just say this. Everybody play their part, man. Everybody got a part, and they play it, I guess, to the best of their ability. Whatever that part is, you know, they play it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, if it's racing, if it's talking, if it's spectating, if it's starting shit, if it's whatever it is, it's, you know, I guess it's their part. You know what I mean? So, you know, you choose what your part is. You know, I mean,
right,
in a sort of sense, I guess you can choose it. You know what I mean? And okay, and that's what you know. What are you known for? You know what I'm saying? What is your? I guess that can coincide with the paperwork. I mean, I don't know. Whatever, you know, known for. That's what, you know. People are known for certain things. I mean, you know, it's funny. That go into something like I was on the morning show about a couple of days ago, and I asked Flop and somebody else was on there, and I said we were talking about, you know, the goal from what was said was it's about the money. You know, it's the gamble. It's about gambling. It's about, you know, it's about the money. You know, the end result is about the money, right? And I made reference to saying, well, damn, when did tricking somebody or attempting to, well, you can attempt, but when did tricking somebody, like, just say, for instance, in a lockup or with words, when did that become more important than the race itself? And it was a lot of dialogue about it. It was like everything, you know, even Terrio, he was on there also. And it was just conversation about, always it's all about the money. And I was like, okay, when does it come, you know, become, I guess, in a sort of sense about the race, you know? And it was, like I say, the dialogue was about, you racing for money, it's ultimately about the money. But that wasn't my point. My point was, when does it become, when does trying to trick me out of, like, if me and you, Miles, we locking in, and I say, I'm trying to trick you with the words that I use. Not to say that this is bad, I guess, you know, because everybody is trying to outdo the other.
Mm-hmm.
But, is it about the race, or I mean, when I thought it was about racing. If it ain't, what is it about? Is it about the race, or just trying to get money at all costs? Whatever the, you know what I mean? Y'all understand the question? I'm trying to explain it like I was trying to say.
The trickery, you know, that goes with grudge race.
Oh,
do you have this, or do you
but
not
is it
have
more
it?
More important than the race, or is it? Hold on. Casey, your headpiece, somebody's headpiece is messed up because I hear back. I got feedback. Okay.
I ain't got no headpiece today, bro.
Oh, it's something. I was getting, like, feedback. But go ahead. What you say, Mal? Before I open these mics up, I got a couple people in.
You know, some people, they want to trick you, just want the lockup money. But, I mean, here's the thing, if okay, and I've seen this plenty of times. He in the staging lanes by 7. Other person get there at 7:01. If you agreed to be there at 7, I'm sure the person want to get paid. Now, some people going to relock in, some people might not. But,
okay, but that's not tricking. That's not tricking them. That's an agreement. If
well,
you
no,
go
no,
by
that, that's not tricking. Like, well,
I'm,
some people don't even
like,
want to. They don't even want to hold up to that agreement.
Car. I say I'm bringing one car and I bring
another
car. Oh
yeah. Well,
it
depends on how you word it. I guess.
That day, I'm saying me tricking you into trying to get the money, opposed to racing you and getting the money. I guess that's maybe I left that out. That's what I was talking about. I'm trying to trick you into getting this money opposed to racing you and getting the money. It's like, you know, is that more important? Does that make sense? And maybe I didn't say that before.
Some people, I guess, can do it both ways.
Because, I mean, I was getting this. It's all about the money. It's, everything is about the money.
I mean,
and
yeah, it's about the money because
I wasn't really trying. I was trying to – go ahead, Miles. What'd you say?
Well, here's the thing. It's got to be about the money because if there's no money, there's no grudge race, right?
Correct.
There you go.
Some type of wager. So,
well, I mean, ain't nobody out here selling cheeseburgers.
Well, I don't want to misconstrue, see, but am I explaining the question right?
Well, hold on. This one, I want to ask
a
question.
I'm trying to trick you.
Because I want to really mess it up. Let me ask a question. I want somebody to call in and tell me what year did it get fucked up like it is now. See, because what I remember, I wanted to beat a motherfucker ass.
Ooh, what year?
The money was
okay,
but I just love killing a motherfucker. And the people that killed me, I know they loved it even more because they fucked Shaky up. And he was a bad motherfucker. So I want somebody to tell me.
It was competitive, but it was for the money, though, too, wasn't it, Shaky?
But, bro, somebody going to call up and they're going to tell you the money was okay, but I remember Terrio saying about 4 or 5 months ago, man, listen, let me tell you something. Man, the money was okay, but I just want to beat a motherfucker ass. I remember Terrio saying, call Terrio up. I need to get Terrio on the phone. Because Terrio, he said this, and I want to know what year did it really turn from just, it was, the money was okay, but the killing somebody versus really just tricking somebody, because we was all close. We was close, man. And then all
see,
of
that,
sudden,
that, yeah,
it just got out
the
of hand.
That's the difference, too. It was, I believe that. It was more, everybody was kind of more close-knit, going to the garages and so forth and so on. So I think it might have been really
It might have been sometime around when we started going 8 mile races.
Ooh.
Oh, man. See,
ooh,
now you add another dynamic.
You go, Mouse. Mouse,
but
ooh,
I think I think the timeline goes together.
Yeah, I just need to know when it was.
I had to take a wild guess, I'd say in between 2005 and 2000. Ooh. 10?
Okay. Let me go on and open them. Wait a minute. Off the trailer. Your mic is open. I'm gonna go. Money and Gerald, here I come. Let me just see what he gonna say. Off the trailer, come on with it.
God damn, Shane. Sam, I can help you, but you gotta open the damn mic because I know you forget. I told you wait for your show. You got 2 weeks back. Yeah, but you need some help, though. But, hey, the trickery is when I lock you in, Sam, at 6 o'clock, I'm always seeing Leon on 28. Leon coming with some 33s on with Willie Bob hanging off the back, 2 carburetors, and I want to bet more money. Then I'm getting you frustrated. Because we didn't put no price on it, but I come in track and want to bet more money. I want to bet more money. I want to try to trick you out as much money as I can get you out of. You see my car on 29, and I come in with some 33s and Willie Bars on now.
Shaky,
on your behalf, man, I love our haters. Our haters are the ones that make us popular because they're going to continue to talk about you. They will continue to worry about you because once they're talking about you, guess what they're doing? They in your business.
Uh-oh.
They can't keep up their own business. So, except those haters,
Leon.
I love them haters because them haters make me popular. They're always talking about you. So, we can't let them haters get away. Let them do their job because that's what they're good at.
Uh-huh.
They can't whoop you, so they got to do something to try to feel like something.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You got to
yeah.
go just right. I got a bunch of them. I beat the hell out of them. That's why they keep talking about me. Yeah, you back.
Oh,
I'm
man.
I got a bunch of them. Them motherfucking haters made me more famous than I ever did. They always talking about Leon that. Yeah, sure is. I beat your motherfucking ass.
Leon
I got
back.
To throw that in there.
Oh, man.
Leon
haters
makes it right. So don't worry about the haters, man. Keep the haters.
Listen to him.
Ooh, wait.
I want you to press the one button, asshole. Don't text me. I want you to press the one button.
Indiana Leon is if I didn't have no fucking haters because they put me out there. And I just put in the work. If I put the work in, guess what they do? They going to broadcast.
There you go.
Hold on.
You started off.
Hey, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to go on mute and y'all go on the show. And you know another thing, how I got some good haters? All I gotta do is go live before an hour. I got 300 views at my video, my live video. So what the hell are they doing? They watching me.
Yeah. Okay. I'm writing this down, Leon.
Hey, love your haters, cause they famous. They make us real famous.
Love your haters.
Okay, hold on. I like that. Don't go nowhere, Leon. I'm just going to open these mics and let them say what they're going to say, and we're going to open it all up. Money, come on, Money. Your mic is open.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, I didn't push the one button. Somebody that's on my line pushed the one button, and they want to voice their opinion. Come on out the woodwork and say what you got to say.
What's up, niggas?
Oh, who was that?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Don't worry about who it is. The man is back. The motherfuckers is on notice. Fuck them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, really?
Thank you for letting us know. Thank you, sir.
You're on notice. Small blocks on notice. They on notice, man.
Okay. Is that it? Are y'all participating? I know you want to make the notification that all small blocks is on notice. I like that. Money, did you hear the question?
No, Money had somebody on the line, and I was listening, and he pushed the button. I'm going to just say this, Sham. It wasn't about the racing. I mean, it was about the racing. It was about the money, but it was more about the bragging rights in the beginning. Because like Shaky said, everybody was fired up. Shaky had that Trans Am, and he was destroying people.
Yeah.
And he fucked around and snuck around and got away from Shaky. And it was like we had to hit the fucking lottery.
That was Fred.
We had to hit the fucking lottery.
Say his name, buddy. That was Fred. Say his name, buddy.
Yep. Yes, sir.
That was Fred.
That was Fred.
I would have did
it. It was Fred. Okay.
Because it wasn't a big nigga that fucked me up, buddy. Say his name.
Huh?
Okay. Hold on. Let me keep going. Gerald. Come on, Gerald. Gerald, talk to me.
Yeah, I didn't hear the question, but hey, I'm saying what up.
I said the first question went, you know, how people like now is you know, the wordplay, you know, and let me put this disclosure out first. I understand if you don't know what you're doing when you locking in, then of course it is, you know, you shouldn't be locking in. I understand that. You should know what you're locking in when you locking it in. But in the same breath, when did you trying to trick me out of, what do I want to say? You trying to trick me with the wordplay opposed to racing me. It's like sometimes that it's like that's more important opposed to the raising. When did that start? You know, when did that start to happen? Like you trying to trick me out this wordplay opposed to raising. Do y'all believe that? You know, I felt that. That's why I asked the question when I asked them. I asked them about that. Gerald, that's what I asked. What you got?
Okay. Well, I think it's not a long time ago. I don't think it's just. It's maybe a little more now than it used to be, but isn't like a guy telling us that, hey, I bet you your son got a hole in it. And you tell him, I bet it don't. But then the hole is the one that you put your foot in. So, you know, it's just that word that has been around back in the day. It's just more now today. I think it's just a little more, what I want to say, glorified. It doesn't make sense now. I think it's just a little more glorified, right? I think that's always been around, you know. I think that, and I don't really think you're perfectly wrong with that. I think it's trying to get an advantage on somebody or your opponent. I don't care what sport it is. I think that's okay. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that, to try to get an advantage on your opponent.
Okay.
Whatever. Sometimes it might not be in the room or in bounds, but, hey, if it's an edge, then so be it.
Okay. All right. Wait a minute. Let's keep going. Oh, Brother Flop, your mic is open.
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm all right. I should get on you, but I won't. I'll just participate. Sam, I'm gonna just throw this in. I'm gonna just throw this in the arena. The ultimate goal in today, the ultimate goal in this shit today, is to show supremacy or dominance by way of collecting money. Now, whether that's I can get out there and my car can whoop yours, and I dominate you and talk shit and win your money, or I trick you and show your deficiency as far as your listening skills or understanding the game of grudge racing. However it comes, it comes. It's all a part of it. So there's really not one facet of the game being superior. Oh, man, you rather trick me than race. Hell yeah, because race gas costs $19 a gallon. I'd rather save that for a time when I really got to go. But if you're dumb enough to get tricked on some wordplay, then I'll take that cash and go right on to the house. So, you know, ooh, you just have to run with it as you get it. You have to damn near have a college degree, though, to understand that. And I'll say this. I get called nosy a lot. But I'm nosy because I'm trying to make sure I keep all this shit covered. I don't want nobody to trick me. So you got to keep your nose in the game to understand what's going on.
Man, great attorney. Yes, you do.
Hey,
oh,
Flop.
My God.
Yo.
Hey, Flop. I like what you said, because there's a difference between being stupid and playing stupid.
Joe will.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Trying to tell you. Let me see. I like what you said. Gerald just said, and I know it's always been, it's been around all the time, but in the same breath, it's like, what do I want to say? Who Money said it, and then Shaky said it. I mean, it was a time when, I mean, of course that was going on, but, man, it was more so, man, I'm trying to raise. You know what? The difference is, Flop and everybody else that was on, it wasn't no locking in. We ain't locking in. It wasn't no all this locking in and so forth and so on. So I guess that's the difference, too. It was like, man, you was a man of your word. You say you going to come at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Some of them lock
Saturday.
In, Sam. You lock the person in to get them there. You locked them in to get them there, and then when they came there, it was time to get down. But nowadays, you lock them in and they don't come, and they figure they should get some free money.
Yeah, I'm saying previous, before locking in, when we was on the street, we ain't locked nobody in, man. We was,
everybody met up in one location.
I'm going to meet y'all at midnight over there, and we was over there at midnight. That's the difference. That's what I was just saying.
The pretense was, I'll come by your barbershop between customers. Hey, Sham, let me rap with you. Hey, brother, you want to try something tonight around 11 o'clock tonight? Yeah, Flop. Well, what you looking at, Sham? Are we looking at $400 or $500? All right, man, I'll see you then. 11 o'clock, we know we own. Your word meant something. I know if anything would happen. And at the time, and I'm just speaking locally, at the time, I know if you got to the house and you went to set your timing or check over your car and you said, damn, I broke a couple rockers. Hey, Flop, I ain't going to be able to make it, man. I got a couple broke rockers. I wasn't no, hey, Sham, you got to give me $300, man. I done loaded this motherfucker up and all that. Wasn't none of that shit. It was just, okay, brother, holler at me when you get ready. Now it's all this pretense.
Right.
Sham, I done loaded up and went and bought spark plugs and nitrous. Man, you got to give me some. All this shit.
Hey, Flop, and if you loaded up and Sam was broke, you said, all right, Sam, call me when you get ready. You still went out there and you went hunting. You went out there and found somebody
else.
Somebody finna get this work.
Yep.
Somebody finna get this work tonight.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
So.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Yep. Let me open them up. Peanut, your mic is open. Come on with it.
Yo, what's the way, y'all?
What up with it?
What up, Nuts?
I was saying something in reference to Flop, and I feel like, you know, yeah, a lot of people do get tricked with that stuff, but I feel like that's what's wrong with shit now, because what's the point of tricking somebody? If you don't want to raise them, just leave them alone. You know, I mean, I get it. It's a hustle and all that other stuff, but a lot of people like me, I didn't grow up in the era that y'all in, so, you know, I don't really know all the ins and outs of wordplay and all that other stuff. I just come in straight trying to race, you know. So somebody like me that's eager to try to race, a motherfucker try to trick him, then I'm going to feel some type of way. And I ain't the one that's going to give up my money too easy. So that's why right. I was just saying, like, that's kind of discontent with, like, the younger generation and the older generation. Because most of us, like, of course, my father racing back then with y'all, but I wasn't around like that. And even now to this day, like, he know how to deal with y'all, and he talks about it. But if I'm going on my own, you know, I just know the simple word. Are you trying to race? How much? Backdoor, hey, that's it. I ain't got to go with all that extra shit, because that's how you get put in the trick bag. And I just feel like that's what's wrong with most people now.
Tina, you make an excellent point. And let me say this. It wasn't our age group. I'm 53. It wasn't our age group that started this shit. And I'll say this. Chicago guys used to come to Memphis a lot. Memphis guys used to come to Chicago a lot. And you used to race. It wasn't no trickery. It was what it was. If I came up there and broke, my car broke, hey, Flop, you can stay with me, man. We're going to have dinner tonight. You know, get you a nice sleep and carry your ass back home in the morning. It was cool, man. Everybody was cool. This influx, and I'm going to be honest with you, all of this trick shit came when we started incorporating that East Coast shit or that Southeast region into what that back tie and all of that shit. You know, all of that came in, the wordplay and the trickery, and we just adapted to it. And if I learned it before you did, then here I am. I got tricked by this cat over here. Let me try this shit on Peanut. Yeah, Peanut, such and such, this and that. Now I'll trick you. Now you ready to go in my shit, because you ain't never been, you know, grew up on it. But when the fellas thinking about it, they start around saying, God damn, Flop had a point there. Well, yeah, Peanut, you lost that one. He tricked the fuck out you. Now all this bullshit. They done heard me trick you, and then now you finna go trick you a motherfucker. Now it's spreading like wildfire. Let me see who can trick a motherfucker, and everybody done forgot about racing now.
I get it. I mean, I get it. It's bullshit, though.
I agree. It's bullshit. You want to race? You want to race.
Somebody texted me and said, wait a minute, hold on. Locking in and then don't race is being glorified. Do y'all believe that?
Yes.
Yes.
Because
they put so much value on locking in, locking in is damn near better than racing. Oh, I locked in, but they didn't race. So but I locked in. I'm just trying to get feedback to that, because
Shane, let me say this. This is my opinion, and I'm pretty outspoken, but locking in is a promotional tactic. The when you advertise it, you know what I'm saying? We got Sham and Flop locked in at 3 o'clock, such and such, this and that. You know, we got these people locked in. Now, from the standpoint of, man, Sham ain't raced nobody in 5 years. Flop ain't raced nobody in 4 years. Man, fuck this. I'm finna get this label on. What you want to do, Sham? Lock in. Oh, yeah. Guess what? Hey, Peanut. Man, I just locked Sham, big scary ass in the day, man. Now I'm bragging about it and shit. But that ain't even no confirmation that the race gonna happen. So, you know, but it's all over town now. Man, Flop went up to the barbershop and locked Sham in. And glorifying it like I done did something. Still ain't racing.
Hey, Flop.
Yo.
And what about when they lock in for the big money, 1-on-5 and 2-on-10, and everybody get there, and then the motherfucker come over there and say, hey, man, cut me a solid, man, because I really don't got the 2,000, man. Let me just give me 500 and cut me a break. They do that on the back line, but motherfuckers don't know it. And they still saying, oh, he paid out. That 2-on-10 when you only gave a motherfucker $400 or you gave a motherfucker his gas money back home.
Hey, well, I'm going to say this. Willie Dawg gave me the reputation of being too hard or being stern because I'm like this. If I make an agreement, I'm sticking to it, period, because I'm gonna be, I expect to be held accountable for it the same way across the board. If we lock in $500 and you don't do it, money, I want $500. Not $499.99, I want $500. Because I expect that if something happened on my end, I'm prepared to give you $500, not $300, not $200. Now, I know everybody say, sure, try, motherfucker, see if they'll cut you a break. And that's cool. If you can get out of it, cool. And that might be hustle on my side to say, money, give me a break. Ooh, I got off easy, but I'm prepared to pay what I locked in. Otherwise, I ain't going to say it. So, you know, it's just it's a bunch of shit, man.
Shut up.
Okay, I got another text. They say, the trickery is the gift of gab, which is a hustle that some intertwine with grudge racing. What do y'all say about that?
I can't really say too much on it because, like I said, I'm in a younger aspect of it.
But I think it's still just trying to get an advantage. Remember, back in our day, it was still the same thing. When you told somebody, because a lot of hoodlums weren't being popped, you told somebody, I got a small block, and they really got a big block in there, that's a trick because they're not popping the hood anyway. So you're going to go on it saying, okay, they got a small block in there. Or you tell them, hey, I ain't got no Nikes on my car, but they got it hidden somewhere. That's still a trick. This stuff has been going on. I got a 350 in there. You pop the hood, it's a 400, so you tell them where the balancer is on the motor. I mean, this was the same thing that's been going on. That's just trying to get an advantage on your opponent. That's been going on for years. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. Again, that's part of the game. It's going to be like that. As in any sport. I don't care what sport it is. It's always trying to get an unfair advantage.
Hey, so I got a question. So back in the day when, you know, you're supposed to run somebody on the motor and they end up spraying you, When you found out that they sprayed you, what ended up happening? You know, like 9 days you break the
ain't
system.
Shit.
Like, what did y'all do back in the day?
Nothing happened. You heard about it.
It's your fault. If you don't know.
Exactly. It ain't no humbug or nothing. It just happened.
And Peanut, you know what the saying was back in the day? When you said you was on the motor and then you found out later that it was spray on the car, you know what the saying was? If you didn't find it, it wasn't on there.
It wasn't on there, yeah.
Okay.
You don't find it, it ain't on there.
Okay. White Castle, your mic is open. Come on with it.
Unbelievable.
Hey.
What's happening? Come on with it.
Your sweet ass boy want to say something.
Who? Oh, sweet. Not Sugar.
Who
I
else?
Know Sugar Bang. I know
who else?
Him.
Who else sweet? Who else sweet with honey pole on?
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Come on with it, Sugar Bang.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How y'all doing?
Are we all right?
Yeah, that's good. I like the topics. I like the topics. Real talk. Interesting.
Well, come on with it,
like
Sugar Bear.
I like the flop comment. I'm gonna piggyback off that a little bit, but it's to each his own. I like that flop. That's his opinion. He's stern about what he got to do. If he locks you in for 500, he looking for 500. So he don't care if your sister fell down and broke her ankle, and he know about it, or he don't care if Your mama had a heart attack. He looking for 500. That ain't his problem. I like that.
It's agreement.
Like that.
It's agreement.
Some guys play a lot, but on the flip side of it, if I knew you, Sham, and I know that your brother was in a car accident, I'm gonna say, don't worry about it. We'll catch up with each other another time.
Right.
That's me.
But you know
what?
Well,
I was entitled to this opinion,
there, but
and that's all. It's just a discussion.
Right. But you know what, Sugar? I think it's predicated on the relationship, that particular part of the conversation that we have. I think that he is right and you are right at the same time. I think it is predicated on the relationship that you have with the person. Shaky made a point earlier saying back, you know, when they was racing, it was people had relationships with people. It was a more close-knit people were close-knit, I would say that. You know what I mean?
Facts.
So that's the difference, I guess, what you're saying. But he's right. I mean, if you make an agreement, just be planning on sticking to the agreement. It's up to the person to let you, you know, alter it, whatever. So you still have to stick
hey, Mr. B.
Whatever it is.
Sound like you can trick Peanut. Yeah.
Let me
say this to you. I like your interjection on it, and I'm going to say this. I'm speaking strictly about me. I'm not without compassion. I'm not without compassion. I understand if you said flop. You know, I ain't going to barely get to the track. I got this situation going on. Fine. I'll make the necessary adjustments. But if you just standing around that motherfucker hanging around all day and your equipment happens to falter on you and we've been talking hard shit, not my problem. I want my money. Now, if you say, hey, Flop, man, I got a situation with my family. The car there, man, is ready to go, but I can't get there to drive, da-da-da-da-da. This and that, yeah, I'm not without compassion. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you know, we'll do this or break me out. But it's at my discretion, and I don't want to feel like you just hustling me to get a break on the agreement. Because, and I'm going to tell you why I adapted that philosophy, because it's life. Because if you got a mortgage and a car note and your fucking car break down, them homeowner people ain't going to say, oh, we understand. Take this month off. Take that money and fix your car. When that motherfucking mortgage payment due, they want it. They don't give a fuck what's going on. They don't care if the baby's sick, if the car broke, if the dog died, or none of that. They're going to say,
great point.
Yeah, that's my only thing. But I'm not with me personally. I'm not without compassion, and I understand what you're saying. Yeah, pretty much I am stern on it, you know, but situations arise, of course, that people need a sense of leniency, and I'm not without compassion for this. So, yeah, on those levels, I do make adjustments. But if it's just across the board, you hanging out all day and the car just break and we've been hamming it up, talking major shit, no, give me my money, bro. I don't want less than, I want it all.
Right, right, and
Sugar Bell.
I like your interjection. Come on with it, Sham.
Hey, I just now you've been on both sides of the coin. You are old school.
If your mama
die, and interactive right now, right?
If your mama
so
die,
fuck
you, pay me.
When did it?
That's some weak ass shit.
Gerald said, it's always been in play, which I do believe as far as the tricking part. Now, I'm not talking about tricking. I guess I am. But the tricking you out of your money for wordplay, when did that become more important than racing? You hustling me with racing, but you're trying to trick me out the money.
It's always been a factor, Sham, since the beginning of the time.
Do you think
it's
more
done
relevant
that
now?
Yes. Yes, because let me give you an example, a factual occurrence that took place. Me and Big Richard went to go run Big June and Roger. Roland, which was a 69 Camaro, had belonged to Nathan Hill. and Big Richard had about a 77 over. The agreement was motor to motor. Big Richard tried to squeeze under the car on Old Doty at nighttime. We can't really properly search this car. All right, I'm on top with the hood off with a flashlight. We looked as best as we could look. Big Richard was getting a spot. Big Richard swung, and I'm telling you, he lived like he was at the Grove or something. On the back bumper. Come down, pull two, spark five, disappeared into the night. Rogers took off behind him. They got the Hummer down on that backside. Big Richard come back with the window down, head out the window like Lassie. He said, B, he blew by me. I said, you said, what happened? He said, he blew by me. I said, something wrong. I said, what happened to the car? He knocked it in neutral and revved the gas. It didn't. It wasn't breaking or nothing. He said, B, he riding. I said, I don't know. So we wind up paying the money. About, give or take, about a few months later, we go by a garage. They got the motor out of rolling. They don't know, I guess, or don't give a fuck. They got the hood off of it, and the motor was out of the car. The trans was still in the car. We seen where they had then tricked our motherfucking ass. I said, golly, rolled us clean up out that motherfucker.
Left, right.
That's the trickery part. Yeah. You know, like when we come out. Ain't nothing you can do tomorrow. I'm finna go get the money back. You might as well go on plan a funeral because you've been tricked. Go on, do it. Try. Try.
Oh, man.
Yep. Go on and try. All you bad motherfuckers, go on and try. You've been tricked. Flat out tricked.
Hey, uh-huh.
Yeah, so with that, I do know about that part. It's about like somebody else made a comment. Who was that talking about? You having a, this side, that side? A small block, and you got this in your car, and you got that in your car. That's always been in play.
Yeah.
Always.
Yes, sir.
Trickery. Wordplay. I'm going to give you another instance of what happened to us before. Messing with Nathan Hill before. Me and Big Richard in the group. We on the Skyway. They had a car called Feet. Oh, my God. They was supposed to have no nitrogen. We checked them again. Look here. Big Richard get a spot with a 70 Nova. Little Greg's old car. Well, look here. We running. Big Richard gone. I can't see nothing but red bone, and that car swole up. Like they stuffed him in a goddamn car seat. Here come Nate. Boy, Nate coming so goddamn fast, it don't make no sense. He runs so fast, he knocked the arm off the goddamn Skyway, the arm on the Skyway, knocked it off and ran through there. We said, God damn, that car fast. About a month later, old Elvis gives a call. Said, goddamn, Big Drag, you ain't going to believe this. Guess what I saw? I saw him over there, I saw Herb, them taking them over out of feet. I seen something that didn't look right. We said, what you see, Rodney? He said, man, they had some lines going through the radiator holes. I said, what the hell? Nate done blowed us down again. I said, God damn. This nigga rough, boy. Couldn't do nothing. Fade out. But that's the trick of me. That Nathan Hill subsidies, boy, he had it. And he go upside the head with it. But these are real things that had happened. So the trickery game is out there. It's like a lot of stuff that's going on right now. There's a lot of trickery out there.
Always
things are happening fast.
Always been out there.
Some guys can make moves faster than the other guys. You know, we ain't as fast as we used to be to making moves, but moves can be made. You know, moves being made tonight. Moves was made nice for last. You know, but, you know, that's how the shit go. You got to stay up or you're going to get beat up.
Hey, shut up.
Hold on.
Hey, B.
Go ahead, Gerald, before I'm opening up. Bond.
Okay,
come on,
quick.
Bond.
I'm sitting
there listening, right? Mr. B.
Hold on, Vaughn. Wait a minute, Vaughn. Hold on. Let Gerald get it out, then you go. Go ahead, Gerald.
We was on Old Doty one time. We raced a car with my car. I'm holding the motor. But they did a smoky burnout. They had a nitrogen bottle up under the seat. When they did the Smokey Bird out of Jumper, open that door and flip that seat over and turn that ball on. Nobody called them, though, but this is what they were trying to do. Like he said, the game has been like that for a long time. And we ain't had no problem with nothing that happened. But that was just part of the game.
Let me just say this before you say it. I ain't talking about tricking you with no cop. I'm talking about wordplay. That's what I was making reference to. But go ahead, Vaughn.
Go ahead, Vaughn.
What I say is, when did the trickery come more important? I don't think it never came more important. I think it's being used more. But I'm listening to stories from Gerald, Mr. B. All the stories y'all coming up with came from way, way back in the day. He said something about happening on the Skyway. So, therefore, it don't take no rocket scientist to tell you the fucking trickery been around. It's been around. The word played back and forth. You know what I'm saying? It's just been around. Everybody got a goddamn story that they can tell from goddamn 30 years ago when somebody got tricked. So, for everybody to sit up here and act like it just started, it's just outrageous. It don't even seem right. Somebody said on here, oh, it just started when we started racing 8th of Mile. Like, man, get the fuck out of here. Trickery been around since y'all been racing 350s. 350 small blocks. Trickery been around. This shit ain't just started with no goddamn 8th of Mile, man. You know what I'm saying? It comes. The reason why other people picked it up, like I said, I don't like the trick. I'm like Peanut. I want to come straight in. What you see is what you get. We rest this amount of money. It's over with. Not no after the lock-in. Oh, you said this. You said you was going to have 3 lugs on your car, but you got 4 lugs on your car. Oh, so you got to lose the part. Nah, I don't like that. But when you in Rome, you do as the Romans do. So I learned the hard way. That it's not no honor amongst the shit. It's if they get you, they can get you. You know what I'm saying? And you learn that, like, if you come in the door and you the only honest person in the room and goddamn it, you surround yourself with 3 thieves, they gonna keep stealing your shit. You about to start stealing.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
You better start stealing.
Yeah.
So you better
you
start stealing, goddamn it.
Your shit gonna come on miss. That's the same thing with this. So if you don't, if
great
you don't,
point.
If you don't,
great
man,
point, Bonnie. Great
if
point.
You don't get no savviness to yourself, to your program, yeah, you're gonna be tricked. I didn't think motherfuckers get tricked out the track over $1,000 and I say, gas, damn. Couldn't have been me. But then when you get in that situation, if you wrong, you wrong. If they come to you and say, man, y'all said this, and it fits to what that person said, then you got the
option.
Hey Vaughn, I remember we was on South Chicago and a dude had a big block in a El Camino, and they were talking. Gerald said, "Well, I got a Pontiac motor." That man said, "Yeah, right." He kept talking. He said, "With a quadrajet on it." That man say, "If he got a Pontiac motor with a quadrajet on, we gonna give him whatever the fuck he need." Gerald went over there and popped the hood. He looked right at the motherfucker carburetor. He said, "Close the hood, man. Where he going?" That motherfucker's still
facts.
Looking for Gerald Carr today. He's still looking for Gerald today.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Man, y'all trickery.
Y'all
I got to get on Vaughn ass. Help me. Trickery, what you saying is what Vaughn Punk ass say he tricked me last year with Lil Mo talking about he was going to drive. That's the conversation you're talking about. His punk ass tricked me again, you trick motherfucker. That's what he said. Now, did he say he tricked me? I'm just saying, hold it. Did he say he tricked me? He said, man, I ain't say I was going to drive. I got your dumb ass to think I was driving. That's what we're talking about. You tricked, motherfucker.
Yes,
tricked me now.
But listen, though.
Okay.
Listen, though, Terry. Let's go. Let's have a real conversation. I know you want to go crazy. But let's just have a real conversation.
But did you not say? No, hold it. Okay, but did you say that you
hold
it? Okay, then we're going
to
have a good conversation. Did you say that you not tricked me? Did you say that you tricked me that last year?
Hey.
I'm just
going
to ask you a question.
I'm asking
you.
See,
okay.
I can't. See,
okay,
listen to what I'm saying, man.
Well, go ahead. Did you say you tricked me or not?
Okay, yes.
That's what I'm telling
okay.
you.
Okay. So, okay. Okay.
That's
cool.
what I'm telling you. But listen to what I'm saying. It goes to what I'm saying. I didn't say that I like the situation because look what it led to. You still got your ass pulled out. But look at the argument it led to. But listen, we was arguing over a word that was said. We was arguing over a word that was said. When I said me against you, yeah, you drive. And once you assume that I tell you to drive, once you assume that I'm
no,
driving,
I never assumed. I never assumed that. I said me and you drive.
I should have just been, straight up from the get go and been like, nah, man. Me and you, you got to drive and I got to drive. No, I knew what you said didn't fit with what I was saying, so I let it play out. But I shouldn't have been on no bullshit, but I got to be, because you would be on some bullshit. You the same person. So, yeah, I'm going to protect myself, nigga. I'm savvy enough to deal with y'all now. I done went through the shit. I was the motherfucker running around thinking, oh, man, this is about racing. This is about racing. And I'm steady motherfucker showing me like, nah, it ain't about racing, nigga. If they can get that little petty-ass money from you, they want it. So you better look at it the same motherfucking way or you going to keep having situations. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't
like,
no
I situation.
Hey, I'm trying to put your punk ass in your own car, motherfucker, and take the hit at 41.
I told you what I want. Hey,
if a Mike drive it, I want a car to hit.
I know you got ADHD and you can't focus on the task at hand, but we were talking about a subject. I don't want to argue with you.
I know that. I'm not arguing with you. I'm trying to book a race. Why we on the phone? That's all I'm doing, sir. I'm not arguing.
Listen, let me tell you what. Why you the only one in here come talking about something? Because you're retarded.
I'm not talking about nothing different.
Hold it.
I'm talking about how you say you tricked me. So we're talking about the tricking. But I'm also trying to tell your punk ass to get in your own car, grandson. Give me the cutout, 105 at 41, you punk motherfucker. So we talking about the same thing. And we talking about racing too, man. This is a lock-in channel. This is a lock-in station, you trick motherfucker.
See, that's where you go. That's where you go. That's where you at right now. You think you tricking the motherfucker by telling the motherfucker to
I don't think I'm tricking. Hell, I don't think your punk ass can drive. That's all I'm doing. I don't think I'm tricking. I'm proving the point.
Hey, listen, if you don't think
I know
I
you
drive,
got the fastest car. I know you got the fastest car.
I
know you got the fastest car. But once a
dumb
motherfucker get out the car for 17, I want to run you.
If you can,
okay.
If you don't think I can drive, listen, if you don't think I can drive, you should be able to raise me on the moon in Alaska. In Tennessee.
Get in Little Mo. Head up, motherfucker.
You
get in Little Mo. I'm going
to
run you head up. I'm going
to
run you head up in Little Mo.
You
want to
be
trying to. I'm going to run you with Little Mo. Head up.
You should be able to raise me head up.
The same race that last year. I'm racing you head up. Get in Little Mo and I'm going to run you head up, man. That me and you.
Nah.
Motherfucker, I know what you got. You got tutu shit. You got tutu shit. But did you talk about I got a chassis car?
You
were in the chassis car last
year. You keep saying don't talk about last year, but you keep bringing up last year.
I'm not bringing up. You ran a chassis car. You ran a chassis car.
Don't nobody want to hear what happened last year, right?
You ran a chassis car.
Hey, hold on. When I say we kicked y'all ass all last year, y'all say last year
it's
don't
okay
count.
Then.
So stop bringing up
yes,
last year.
Yes, it do
year
count.
Stop
well,
bringing
okay
up last
then
year.
I want to run. Okay, I want to run you head up, man. Get in no more, and I'm going to run you head up.
And I don't want to run you head up with no more. I don't want to do
okay,
it.
Okay, then. I'm going to try you with the cutout. I'm going to try you with the cutout with grandson.
Okay, well, I catch you at 131 then. Why do you got everything down here?
I
want to
run
that down. Everything
home
down
I want to run that down.
Oh, wait,
it ain't down
want
my way. We at home.
Man,
we at home. We at home.
Man,
you bagging up
so,
the trip.
race, motherfucker. I'm gonna catch you again.
So your race car only race at 41?
Yes, I'm a home nigga. I'm a house nigga.
Oh, okay.
I'm a house nigga, motherfucker.
We gonna have to meet up later. Ain't no point in us humbugging. We gonna have to meet up later.
We ain't gonna humbug it. I love you, dude. I just wanna run your punk ass again.
I don't think you can drive. If you don't think I can drive,
I'm gonna do it
in
a little
more. Son, then.
I'm not giving.
Ain't nobody getting no advantage. Ain't no small block. We got big blocks to run y'all big blocks with. We not taking a little more running. None of y'all chassis cars or y'all big block cars. So get that out the way right now. So y'all can stop that.
Okay.
So anybody on here, if you got a fiberglass
car or a chassis,
or a big block car, Call, I'm going to save y'all some time. Call out motherfucking grandson. I'm going to save y'all some time. If you got a chassis car or a big block car, I'm going to save you some time. If you're really looking for a race, why call out a fucking small block all steel, all glass car, and we got a big block car we can race with?
Amen.
So stop doing that.
Amen. Okay, then. I'm going to run your trick-ass head up off the trailer. Me and you at 41. You trick, motherfucker. I'm going to show you that you captain as these young boys said. I'm going to show you that you captain. I'm going to run you head up with grandson in my car off the trailer at 41. You trick, motherfucker. You trick, motherfucker. I'm on mute, Sal. I wanted this trick to shut up. Motherfucker talking about run head up. I'm going to run the big block car head up with your punk ass driving off the ramps. You trick, motherfucker. I'm going to show you that you sweep at 41. Okay, I'm on mute. You may continue.
Okay.
You trick, motherfucker.
All right.
And I thought this was a family show.
Big Mark, your mic is open. Come on with it.
Hey, Sham, what's happening, man? How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. How about you? Come on with it.
I got an old school tricking story that I remember when this was a while back, man. I seen these two guys on Dodie. The man said, hey, man, you know what? I'm going to run you for $500. The other guy said, yeah, I'm going to run you. They went on and ran. The guy that started it lost the race, but he asked for his $500. They were about to fight out there. He said, man, you lost. He said, man, I didn't say I was going to win or lose. I just bet $500 I'd run. And he got paid.
Oh, shit. See? Now, that's
good point.
Essentially, that's what I'm talking about. So what?
That's what I'm talking about too. That's the type of shit I'm talking about. Too.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
So what? How do you? You know, that's what I'm talking about. What? That's the bullshit. That's what I'm talking about. Come on with it. Thank you, Mr. B. All the people that was on the mic. Come on, girl.
Hey, Block.
Big Sham.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trickery came about in the 1970s. That's when John Stewart was invented.
Okay. I like that. The example he just gave, can y'all tell anybody? Yeah.
If you pick up your telephone, every day your cell phone, a scam will call you. They can't scam you if you don't talk to them. And as long as you stay on that phone, they're going to try to get you. And they might get you if you stay on that long enough. It's just about how much time you're going to get with jokers try to scam you.
And then, like y'all said, the most suckiest shit that's going on is motherfuckers acting just like because they locked a fucking race in that they beat somebody ass. And that's exactly how it goes. Nigga, I got this locked in. Motherfuckers go all year locking in races and don't do one fucking grudge race. They've been locked in four times for the year.
Well,
the trickery also goes to paying attention. Because a motherfucker talk fast, and if you ain't listening quick enough, you'll get lost. just like Mark said, I seen the same shit happen when the first time I went down south, and the dude told me he had to be in the lanes ready to race at 4 o'clock. 3:55 came, I seen that motherfucker take a folding chair, go walk and get in the lane and sit there, and they were still working on his car. He said, "You owe me." He said, "No." He said, "You told me you wanted me to be in the lane by 4 o'clock. Here I am. I'm in the lane." They were still working on his car. So that's the trick. You got to listen to the person you're talking to, and you got to listen real good, or your ass will get tricked.
You need a lawyer nowadays to conduct a race.
A lot of motherfuckers that do the tricking, once you trick them, they have a fucking conniption. They can't take it.
You gotta know your personnel.
But then what about if you a tricking motherfucker and somebody on the news and a motherfucker come in and they not going for that wordplay shit? They like, "Hell no, I'm not paying you, bro. That shit sound dumb as hell. When I said I was gonna run you, you knew I was saying I was gonna beat your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Vaughn. And then that's when they tell you, "I don't trust you, get a DP man." And then the DP man gonna just go by the words. He gonna go by what you say.
And that's why I got to the point where I'm just like, I got to always have me a DP man, and whatever the DP man say, no matter whether it's in my favor or not, I just got to accept it. Even if he heard some shit different from what I heard. Because I took it and I said he the DP man. So when he makes the call, it's a dead call anyway. When me and Money about to race, and we say, "God damn it," Terrio the DP man. If Terrio make a call, it's just with Terrio. It's just his call.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to be honest. And Vaughn, if you don't trust the DP man, why the fuck did you give him your money? Because sometimes the DP man won't go in your favor, and the motherfucker say the trick is in. Wait a minute. You gave your money just like I gave him my money. I don't know what's going on.
You better know your personnel, too, because you picked that wrong DP man.
If you don't trust that man, if you don't trust the DP man, don't volunteer your motherfucking money.
Man, you need a DP man.
It ain't even about trusting him. You better get to a DP man and know what he's doing. It can be the most trustworthy man in the world. But if he don't know how this shit goes, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And he's going with a call like they might say track rules or grudge rules. And the DP man don't know it grudge rules if the cop cross and stay on their side and turn on the wind like they still win. But if your DP man don't know that and he go and say, "Oh, man, he hit the wall, he lost," you picked the wrong fucking DP man. You better pick somebody that know what's
going
on.
Exactly. That's the reason why you got to pick somebody that you trust and you know. I guess maybe me using the word trust is the wrong word. You got to know a motherfucker that know the rules and the rules that you're going by.
Exactly, because I could trust 80% of y'all, but it has like only 40% of y'all really know how to make a right call.
Exactly.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you another thing,
the DP man, that's the hardest job to get in grudge racing, because that motherfucker got to make a call, and he got to stick back, and the motherfucker don't get a dime from it. It ain't like the DP man, you race him for $3,000, and he say, "Okay, y'all pot is only for $2,800, because I'm taking $200 off the top from you and $200 off the top from him." If you win and you don't get a DP man nothing, that's a fucking tough job to have. And then if you do give him something, that motherfucker that lost don't think that you paid him off. So yeah, that's a tough job to have.
That's definitely a tough job to have.
Look,
as long
brother,
as everything go perfect, it's easy.
Let me in, goddammit. Let me in.
What's going on? Who all on the road? I mean, are y'all who going still? Are y'all there? Are they going?
I'm on the road.
I meant to ask.
I'm on
that.
The road.
Yeah. I'm on the road, about to head and build me a motherfucker down.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm about to tell you. I'm about to melt me a motherfucker.
Okay. Oh.
I'm about to melt me a motherfucker or melt this goddamn modem.
Who is that, Ryan? Who is that, Ryan?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Is anybody else on their way? Is anybody else on their way? I'm just trying to find.
I'm on my way, Shannon.
What? Gerald, you going? Oh, okay. Gerald on his way.
Yeah, I'm
on my way
through the Tennessee through the mountains. Yeah.
Hey, Shannon, what day you
on? June 17th.
17th? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who said they on that way? That was Gerald?
Yeah, that was
yeah.
Girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, girl, I want you to hold my phone out.
I can't hear your phone. Your phone is down there. Who's that?
What you say, Ryan? Your phone,
you
breaking up. Yeah, he breaking. He
I
must
said,
be riding
I want
through
Gerald,
somewhere.
I want Gerald to hold the back of my car and run behind him when I do a burnout.
Oh, man. Come on, Ryan.
Hey, your car might not be. Can your car do a burnout? You might not be able to do a burnout. It's so weak,
man. Oh, like last time, huh?
Hey, baby.
Oh,
hey, Ryan, let me tell
you.
Hey Ryan,
you
I've
know
been,
I won.
I've been crew chief many times. I'd have Zay. I'd have been crew chief many times. They'd have me help many times. I don't mind helping nobody. Trust me. You
oh,
need
yeah,
to
I want you to.
I have no problem.
I want you to hold the trunk of my car real, real tight until I pull off. I don't want you to never let it go.
Hey, I ain't got time for that.
Oh, man.
I can't hold the
time.
I'm a spectator.
Wait, ho. Sugar Bear. Is Sugar Bear on the mic? Where's Sugar Bear?
I'm a spectator. I'm be holding me a
white guy from Southfield still there? What is this? Unbelievable, man. Y'all funny.
Hey, Shannon, I'm a fan. I'm going to be holding the burrito. I'll be sitting on my keys.
Man, hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with my
burrito. Hey, buddy, I'm an old man now. I'm like, man, kid, we old man, kid. We just sit around. We ain't got to do all that no more.
This ain't going to be holding a burrito. Goddamn.
Sit on my T-shirt.
Sit on
my T-shirt.
Is anybody down there yet? What's today? Today, Thursday. Is anybody there right now? Well, on the mic?
Nah.
Oh. I was trying to see if somebody was down there, see what it's looking like.
Well, it's dried up now. I guess the Tennessee posted up. It is dried up now. It was raining all through Kentucky and Tennessee, but now it's stopped. It's totally stopped now.
Oh, man.
Y'all be careful out there on that road. Go on down there, take care of business. Go on, take care of business, man.
They're going to be waiting on you around Nashville.
Oh, man, oh, man. Unbelievable.
Just keep it in the speed limit going through Pulaski. That's all.
Oh, you better believe
they
that.
No business,
yes,
they got no business going
no
through Pulaski.
Yeah,
they got no business going through Pulaski.
Pulaski.
Money ain't got no business going through Pulaski.
Yeah.
Oh,
I hope
not.
That
way. They ain't going that way.
They're
going
to be on 65.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
I
got to
come the opposite way. I got to come through the mountains.
They better be careful around Nashville, though.
Johnny Cashville. Nashville, Johnny Cashville.
Mm-hmm.
Vaughn, you on your way?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, man. You locked in with somebody down there, Vaughn? Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm locked in with Gang Gang for Saturday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey, Vaughn, if one of your crew members don't make it, you need an extra man. I'm available.
Huh?
If one of your crew members don't make it, let me know. I need an extra man. I'm available.
You available?
Mr. Cobb, Taylor Love, do something. What you say? Yeah.
Run behind the car and hold the trunk.
Oh man.
I got this motherfucker spray wax for you. I got a spot for you. I got the spray wax.
I got you.
You got some spray wax and a grandson t-shirt.
I'm like Oprah Winfrey. I tried $100 a minute.
Oh my God!
I'm like Oprah.
Vaughn say the front of the shirt gonna have a picture of grandson on it, and the back of the shirt gonna say staff.
Oh man! Lord have mercy, Brother Lee. Your mic is open, Brother Lee. Come on with it.
Chef Lee, you on your way down there? You got your cooking grease together?
Unbelievable.
Hey, money. You ain't no comedian, so you need to stop trying to crack all the old corny gas jokes.
You ain't no motherfucking cook either, but I'll let you fry me a bacon sandwich, so what the hell? Ain't nothing different.
Your dick tall, 7'6".
You ain't no goddamn chef either, but I'll let you wear that big fluffy hat and make me a bologna sandwich. Oh, happy day.
Big money is gay.
Hey, Tim House, wake up, man. We hear you.
Oh, man.
Oh,
my goodness.
Tim House in the passenger seat, Flop. Down south. Remember what they said? He said he on his way down there. He'd be out there tomorrow, Flop. He trying to get him 8 hours in.
Oh, man. Hey, where Vaughn go? I heard something he said. Oh, my goodness. Brother Lee, that's on your line. Oh, look at that. They get on phone.
Somebody uncapped.
All day.
Somebody uncapped,
hey,
baby.
They need to hang them up if they ain't talking, man. Check your lines. Otherwise, I'm going to check them.
Oh, my goodness. Brother Lee, you're going to have to check it. I'm going to have to mute y'all.
Stokey, where
you
at?
I'm trying to say something.
Stokey.
Oh. There goes Stokes right there. Where is he at when you need him? Oh,
wake up, White Castle. You better be driving. Wake up.
Oh, Shorty, where you at, Shorty? Scrap, where you at?
It's an automatic pilot, money. It's got an autopilot.
Somebody CPAP. Somebody CPAP machine.
I got
a hole in the hole.
I get it.
Oh, man. Hey, what Vaughn?
Oh,
though?
Happy day. The CPAP broke today.
Unbelievable. Hey, what Vaughn go? Vaughn, you there? Let's see. He said something. I want to piggyback on it. He said, if you go in a room full of thieves,
and you honor,
you
got to
be a thief.
You better learn how to steal.
Yeah. You better learn how to steal. Oh,
you better
man.
Learn how to steal.
Oh man, I mean, really? Is that really it? Come on, Yak, your mic is open too. Man,
hey, how you
unbelievable. What's going on, Yak?
Man, twist some bolts, praying for hope, brother.
Oh man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I sitting here listening. That's all. I was just listening.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was interesting. It was real interesting. That's all I can say. It was real
Sam,
interesting.
That's
I
the quote of the day.
I heard some things. Let me see.
Damn, so is that the quote of the day? If you're in a room with a whole bunch of thieves, you better learn how to steal or they going to steal from you.
Man, it was interesting. I mean, it's like both sides. Somebody said you got to know your personnel. It's the difference now, I say that, Money. Like, Shaky said it, and then somebody else said it. He started by saying years ago, they were more connected. It was like it was more connected, I would say. So you knew everybody, or you know, you had some type of rapport with them or something. So now it's I don't know what the difference is. You not knowing, but you got to pick who you mess with in a sort of sense. I don't know if that makes sense. You got to pick. You know, you got to be careful who you even lock in or whatever.
It used to be back in the day, if you wanted to race somebody, you would race them. And then if you was working on your car, you needed help, they'll come over there and help you with your shit.
Oh, absolutely.
Can't do that now.
You can't do that now. Now, if I help you, then we friends and we ain't never going to race. It's like the opposite. It's different.
Yeah, congratulations. You just joined the Wii Foundation.
Oh, man.
Hey, plus, you know, back in the day, everybody had a shop or a garage or something, so everybody was together. So you could really just sit back and see who was on bullshit and see who was legit that you could, like you say, you could pick and choose your fights.
Yeah. I believe that. Yeah, I believe that. Who 9751, who was that? 773-9751, who was that?
What up, y'all? I'm just listening, man.
Oh,
Preacher Boy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Oh, man. Preacher Boy, y'all locked in for Sunday. What's the time? What time is it? I'm at the ass period of that.
3:30.
Y'all got it. 3:30?
The funeral started at 3:30.
Knock the legs off that motherfucker, Preacher Boy.
Wear black.
Next Sunday, I want you to wear black.
I would check, Preacher Boy, ask him for one of his legs, but his legs worse than yours.
Man, I don't want that shit.
Come on, Yak.
Yak, get your ass off the pole, Yak. I got a dick between my legs. I don't need his leg to be clamping that motherfucker together. You know, this glass, goddammit, this ball joint too.
You are so disrespectful, Yak.
Hey, is that race off the trailer?
Hey, that nigga probably made my fight for him.
Hey, is the rest off the trailer?
Yeah, it's off the trailer, man.
Oh, wow. 3:30 off the trailer, y'all, next Sunday.
It ain't no hesitation.
Ooh.
Fall out the door. A nigga going to fall off the trailer or fall out the door, one of the two.
Ooh, wait.
Oh, man.
Hey, let me tell you what the race is.
Oh,
the race is between a chicken man and a cripple man.
Lord, how much?
You know that cripple kept that chicken.
Hey, man, I'm racing for a meal.
That's why I said that. That crippled man can catch that chicken. That chicken ain't shit.
Oh, man. Oh, not the turkey tips.
Oh, man.
Hey, I
thought
to ask y'all what y'all special ingredients. I'm killing him.
Unbelievable.
My.
They keep telling me I ain't got over that last ass whooping I took, so.
Oh,
bitch, like you got ran over.
Oh,
I can't see.
Oh, man.
I really wasn't planning on getting on the show. What were y'all talking about? Because I wasn't planning on getting on the show. I just got on. What was y'all talking about?
I just asked a question. I asked a question about trickery. I said, when did, The trickery part with your words, like your word, the word play trickery.
become more important than the race itself. You know, you trying to trick me out this little money
Damn.
Opposed to tricking me into saving.
Damn,
what I
listen to me, man.
Earlier.
Honestly, that shit has got ridiculous. You talking to a person, you damn near need a dictionary and everything to get your race done now because these motherfuckers pull more stuff than they pull more stuff than Evel Knievel, man. You know, they done changed the word game to something else. Then when you try to lock your race in, they say you mean this.
Who would that motherfucker be with that little typewriter in the courtroom, kid? What is that?
Man,
the court stenographer. You need a stenographer.
Right. Yep.
Well,
that and a lawyer.
I ain't going to tell y'all no lie. I had to book my race with a Jehovah Witness. I had the Jehovah Witness to be my motherfucking VP man. So, man, I know I ain't going to lie. These motherfuckers pulled too many stunts.
I
didn't want to take no chances. I
would say he done had to get, he done got the Lord. He done got the Lord on his side. He got the
Lord
man.
I got the credit for paying with a race. These motherfuckers pulled so many stuff. Like, man, fuck this shit.
Al Jr., your mic is open. Come on with it.
Big Sam, what's going on?
What up, little brother? How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on, everybody? What's the topic for tonight?
Man, I asked, when did wordplay, the trickery with wordplay, when did that become more relevant than the actual race? When did that become more important, you know, than the actual race itself?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I've been around this since I was born, so I done seen a lot of grudge racing, but from the street to the track, I don't feel it became more important. I think people just feed into it and make it more important than it should, but when it comes to a race locking in, to me it's pretty simple. I mean, you got to treat this the same as you treat your own relatives. Some of us got relatives that we don't fuck with, so you got to treat it the same way when it comes to this money out here drag racing. So you know who to fuck with, who not to fuck with when it comes to money if you could trust them. And if you feel you can't trust that person, then you need a DP man. Because we all been around knowing each other for over 15-plus years. So we know how everybody are, or is, rather, you know, how to deal with them when it comes to a race or trying to lock in a race. So You know these people out here in the grudge game just as much as you know your relatives. So, and you just got to treat that as such. A lot of us know who to just lock in a race with without needing a DP man. And we know some people who we need a DP man for just to alleviate all that bullshit and, you know, having to get into it with this person, this, that, and the third about stipulations and all that because, in all actuality, it shouldn't be that hard. You at the track. Most of the race is at the track now. You know what I'm saying? So, unless it's involving somebody that got into an accident, who crossed what lane first, 9 times out of 10, it's real simple. The beam come on, win or lose. Red light, you lose. And that's that. And people just make it a little bit more harder than what it actually should be. If you're real in a race, it's not that hard at all. It shouldn't take no more than what, 2 minutes to lock in a race. If you know what you want and you know what you're giving somebody.
These people got more text than a motherfucker.
Well said, brother.
Hey, listen, man. These people got so many text, you can go run over a motherfucker in the pit.
Well said, brother.
You hit the finish line first. It's over with.
Well said, brother.
Appreciate it.
And
I'm going to say that. But I'm going to say this, though. Hey, Sam, can I say something? This don't go for everybody. But usually, the motherfucker that's saying motherfuckers got text, they got more text than the goddamn motherfucker that they say got text. They done pulled more bullshit than the other motherfucker.
All
you do is got to look around. All you do is got to listen to what Al said when he said who you trust and who you don't trust. Look at a motherfucker track record that's talking about what another motherfucker doing, and they doing worse than that. You see what I'm saying? But it's crazy, though. It's crazy. I ain't here to argue with no motherfucker or nothing. They know who the fuck they is. Like I said 1,000 times, champ, you'll hear a motherfucker talking about they don't curse, they go to church. And you hear them cussing a fail on the next block. They
come on,
like
Charlie.
A motherfucker. But they in the church praising the Lord and talking about cursing is a sin. Cursing is a sin. Hallelujah. And catching the Holy Ghost and everything.
Come on, Shorty.
Get this shit
up, Shorty.
Motherfucker be in the church on Sunday, but doing all the wrong every other motherfucking day, Monday through Saturday.
What they call them, hypocrites?
Like doing nothing wrong.
Man, what they call them, hypocrites?
It's more hypocrites on this motherfucker than I ever seen in racing.
Oh, man.
This shit is just like Al Jr. said. Very simple. That's why you don't see Al Jr. having no problem. This shit is very simple. Now, we talk a lot of shit. We signifying shit. So it's a lot of motherfuckers that holler. A lot of motherfuckers don't. Al Jr. don't signify. The man don't have no problems when he racing. Don't have no problems. This shit is simple, man. They making it hard because you got another motherfucker trying to be like another motherfucker. You got one motherfucker. Ooh, shit. I see him do this. I see Skin do this. Let me try. And they don't really know how to do it. So now it looks fucked up. They done fucked the whole game up because they tried to do some shit. They saw Big Drag do. They saw Mr. B. They saw Skin do this. And then, Skin did it. You a lying bitch-ass nigga. Say, now, bitch, tell y'all owe them shit. Now, bitch, on the phone. Now, motherfucker. And I try to keep it that way. I don't want to owe none of you motherfuckers. So they lying. I ain't never shiced nobody out no money. Never stole nobody money. Never shiced nobody out no motors. None of this shit, man. Never stole nobody car. Never nobody went to jail. I took their shit and sold it and all. Well, stop that bullshit, man. They frontin', man. That's what they doing. And I'm on mute. Al said it best. I love what you said, brother. You're a gentleman and a scholar. They can suck my dick. They can say I'm fucking dick.
Yeah,
I bet they gonna put their dick in my mouth. Now I'm on mute.
Lord, how much? How is it, Sean?
Thank you, Brother Skin.
Appreciate it, man.
Anybody else? Y'all, everybody got quiet. They went and sat down somewhere. They watching this game. It was good.
Game over.
Watching
no motherfucking game. They know who telling the truth. They ain't watching no goddamn game.
I had to go along with Shorty. They know who telling the truth.
Hey,
I hear you, Shorty.
Hey, you didn't must hear what I asked first.
I just came on.
Okay.
And I heard the end of Preacher Boy, and I heard Al Jr. I asked
the question earlier. When did the tricking somebody with wordplay, you know, these wordplay tricks, when did that become more important?
Oh, yeah, I did hear you say that. When Al answered the question, but I thought you had asked something different.
Yeah.
Yeah, wordplay is not right.
That's
the wordplay, I don't think that is more important, but you still have to listen. It ain't no different than when you shooting dice. And you say, I bet you don't 10. Another motherfucker said, you trying to trick me. You said 10 or 4. You a lying. They know what the fuck was said. You got to listen, that's all. When you gambling, you supposed to listen. So it's
not
a wordplay or no trickery.
Y'all don't only listen. You got to understand. You got to have an understanding.
That too. So let me say this then. So how is it a wordplay if a motherfucker don't understand, they don't really gamble, they jumping into the gamble and don't even know how to gamble? Why would you jump into something you don't know about?
You know what happened? I'm going to explain to y'all why. Because people ask stuff and they don't understand.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm going to give you an example of what that was a good example. Mark, Big Mark said it. Hey, Mark, I'm going to let him say it. What Mark go? Is Mark still on the phone? It was a race a long time ago that happened.
And I want you to say it, man. You waiting on Big Mark.
Okay.
You might be somewhere.
It was two people. And one guy, he came up and he said, do you want to race or whatever? And the guy, he said, yeah. So they got up there and raced. And then the guy who asked for the race, he lost. So the other guy come back.
the other guy come back and he say, okay, well, you know, I want to get paid. He was like, I didn't bet you that I was going to win. I just asked you, did you want to race?
Man, why don't you stop it, man? Why would they bring that shit up? They know who said it and who did it. They pulling bullshit. Can I finish? Okay, but can I answer it, though, Sham? You won't allow me to answer. Now, what I'm saying to that particular thing is me and you arguing. So every time we look around, me and Sam, me and you coming into an argument, and you talking shit. You talking about, motherfucker, yeah, that's all you is. You can't trick me and this and that. Now I'm trying to figure out a way to trick your sweet ass because you're talking that shit. Now I say, you know what, motherfucker? I can trick you, motherfucker. Hey, man, I'll run you right now. I'm going to run you to right there. And you say, all right, come on. Put up the money. All right, $500. I'm going to run you to right there. And then I get over there and I run you. You beat me to there. I didn't tell you I was going to beat you. So that's where that come into play at, man. And you know who the fuck did it. So stop the bullshit, man.
Who did it?
That's just like we used to give motherfuckers the break. And we'll try to jump their ass. We don't do that shit no more. Because it's bullshit and it's going to start a humbug. So instead of doing all that, if I'm going to give you the break, I'm going to let your ass go. Because if I don't feel I can give you the break, I shouldn't be giving it to you.
Now, can I say something? Hold it down. Listen to me, y'all. The break has changed. When a motherfucker asked for the break, now a motherfucker put on that three, you got 3 seconds to leave. After that 3 seconds, you got a head up race. See, it ain't the same thing as it used to be, y'all. When a motherfucker said you got 3 seconds to leave, you better be leaving then. That means I got to anticipate you only got 3 seconds. Back in the day.
But guess what, though, preacher boy? That's still a judgment call. That's why you got to have a judge. Because your 3 seconds might not be the DP man 3 seconds. And vice versa. You see what I'm saying?
So you can get fucked in that, too.
You can get... Yeah. No, it's not a problem. That's why you supposed to sit there until you know, you might... If you give a motherfucker 3 seconds, sit there and wait till he leave. At least give him 4 seconds on your count. So you know you won't be off. You know what I'm saying? Or give him five seconds. Wait till he leaves so you won't, because they might say, if you leave before, listen though, preacher boy, goddamn, you got to listen up now. A motherfucker gave me three seconds to leave. I said, okay. And after the motherfucker, he said, after the 3 seconds, he can leave. Guess what he did? A motherfucker couldn't even count to one. He took off. He lost. And I got paid. You see what I'm saying? It's bullshit. Yes. He skipped the race and fucked himself. He fucked himself. I said, if you leave, I said, okay, I got 3 seconds to leave. But if you leave before the 3 seconds, before me, you lose. And he said, bet. See what I'm saying? So that's not a play on words. He tried to skip a race and outstip his motherfucking self. And Sam know exactly who. No, he understood it. He just was a jackass. He understood it. He tried to. He thought he was tricking me.
He did it on the street, right?
Yes, he did.
If he did it at the track, he had a better chance. But on the street, you can't be sitting in no car counting, because ain't nobody else going to have the same count you got, because it ain't no starting point.
Yeah, but we had a DP man, a man standing there, and he was the judge. He agreed to that person, and I said, okay. That person told him he left. When he cut his lights on, he ready. Soon he flicked his lights, he took off. He didn't even let the man count to one.
Right.
He lose.
Right. That's
you see what I'm saying?
So, right.
But that's what I'm saying. That was a good question that Sham said. It's really not a play on words, man. It's just a lot of bullshit going on for no damn reason at all. This shit is simple. Lock the fuck in and get the fuck down. Come with your steps and let's do it. Whatever the DP man say, it is what it is. If you abide by what the DP man say, it ain't going to be no argument. It's going to be some mad motherfuckers because they disagree with the call. But you pick that person to DP. You know what I'm saying? And I'm only saying that because you said you got a Jehovah Witness to lock the race in. You didn't need no Jehovah. That's what you wanted. So that's what you went and got. And y'all both agreed to it. No problem.
whatever that man say, that's what it is. And he's not a Jehovah. He a Baptist. But he is what it is.
Oh, man.
How you like that, Sam?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. It ain't no, you know, it's not no, you know, it ain't no play on words. See, but it make it look like it's a play on words because the DP man say, hold on, I ain't with no garbage. See, I'm gonna do the race according to what y'all tell me. Now, is y'all got anything else? Is y'all leaving anything out? So that make it seem like, oh, people praying on words and this and that. Because the DP man is saying all this extra stuff, and he's trying to get it clear, and he's doing this. So now it look like, oh, it's been a lot of bullshit. People been praying on words. They've been doing this. I ain't saying people ain't prayed on words before, but that scenario that you said, Big Mark said, that wasn't really a play on words. It was exactly what the fuck was said. But, yeah, we under the assumption, if I tell you I'm going to race you, that means I'm going to beat you, Sam. Because a motherfucker could have pulled that with a race car.
Right.
They could have pulled that 1,000 times. But if a motherfucker wants some bullshit, go on, pull it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't want to get a motherfucker fucked
down.
Up.
Yeah,
that's all
it's going to
get. Eventually, it's going to get somebody fucked up. But,
well, a lot of it's going to get a motherfucker fucked up because they play too much. And this money is getting tight around this motherfucking world. Nigga will kill you about
that money,
shit.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. The money been tight. That money was plentiful in the 80s. That money been tight. That money been tight since
It got loose with the TP money. Motherfuckers started doing strange things with the
game.
Hey, these motherfuckers know TP done ran out. Now it's piss, and they doing some strange things to try to get it back.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stay out there motherfucking way. I'm going to try.
It's hard to stay out there way because we don't know who it is.
Yeah.
You can hear it in the tone of their voice. When a nigga broke, the tone of his voice changed. Mm-hmm. You got to understand, a broke nigga voice got damn bass to it. Hey, bitch. Fuck me. Hey, then he be taking the World Cup. Man, my big toe was over the line before he got there. So, you had to watch out what's going on, man. Motherfuckers don't want to go buy a pack of lollies because they used to having 8 in the pack, 9, 6 in the pack, but they want to fight.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Sam, let me explain it to you real good. The gas prices went up and nitrous system went up. A nigga down there got to come off the trailer because if a nigga make 2 shakedowns, he can go home. He's through for the day.
Oh, man. That's just old school, man. They know it. Get on up there and do it and get on out the way.
Hey, that's it. Right. You remember back in the day, Sam, for me and you about the same age. You know, back in the day, we go watch the street race. The only thing we had a problem with about the street race, a nigga would jump all night. They'd get on the line trying to jump each other all fucking night. That'd be the only problem.
Yeah.
But they don't know nothing but they're going to roll over there. They're not going to test no crowd and make no shake now. They're going to go right up that lineup and y'all, they're going to break each other's neck, get caught in the jumping spree or something.
Yeah.
Now when we go to race... God damn it. This is the other part that killed me. Like we're going to use your show, for instance. When y'all have your thing at the track, you have 50 motherfuckers making solo passes. And as soon as the motherfuckers tap them on the shoulder, say, hey, man, what you want to do? They want to kill each other.
Hold on. Stokes, is that you? I thought that was Stokes. I heard Stokes' voice.
Yeah, then they want to kill each other. As soon as they, hey, man, you want to race? Man, why are you fucking with me? I don't want to race you. Get away from me. But you just made 3 solo passes. No. Hey, it's just hard. Racing has got hard to deal with a lot of people.
Hey, what up, Sam?
What up with it?
Hey, yeah, I just want to contribute to the topic. You said about
okay.
wordplay and things like that, right?
See,
sometimes
I
you get people.
What?
Oh, I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead,
go ahead. No, you
I'm
go ahead.
Saying, you heard what I asked, so go ahead. You can answer. Go ahead.
Now you could repeat the question. Go ahead.
No, I said when I asked the question. When did wordplay, the tricking with wordplay? When did that become more prevalent than the actual race itself? It seemed like that, you know, a lot of people they want to try to trick you out the money opposed to racing you, and okay,
yeah.
You can go from there. It was a whole bunch of different looks at, you know,
yeah.
Answering the question, so you can ask how you want to.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, sometimes you got people who speak so aggressively and think because they use profanity of a second or third word. They think they're so fucking smart, sometimes they trick themselves. So, like, I had a situation where a person said, you know, they shit the fuck out of me. Said, yeah, you know, your truck got to be this year. It can't have no nitrous. It can't have no turbo. It got to be this year. You got to own it. And then they pocket watching and shit. So they think they're so fucking smart that they trick their dumb ass self. And then they get angry. Then they say, well, yeah, you know, if it wasn't no DT, man, I wouldn't have paid you nothing and shit. They get all emotional, you know, things like that. So sometimes people think they're so fucking smart that they're really stupid and they embarrass themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what he did with his Trans Am.
So yeah, Sam, so what I want to do... All I was trying to do was just simply just answer the question, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying, Sam?
Hey,
I just wanted to answer your question and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers be pocket watching and shit. They think they know something and shit, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying, Sam? Motherfuckers be thinking they so motherfucking smart, they end up tricking themselves and shit. Then they get all in their motherfucking feelings and shit. You know what I'm saying? Just like you saw a bitch ass nigga hopping and shit all on video and shit. Oh, Mitchie, you see what I'm saying? You think he's so fucking smart with his stupid ass.
I ain't never got in my feelings in my life with you.
You a motherfucking lie, you bitch motherfucker. You lying, boy. You lying, motherfucker. You got in your feelings with Eddie, motherfucker.
You
got in your feelings with Eddie at time talking about, yeah, if it wasn't on BP, man, I wouldn't have gave this shit. You a lying, motherfucker.
I ain't getting my feelings.
You lying, boy. You lying.
You ain't got no problem. What are you talking about?
You a lying, motherfucker. You a lying-ass nigga.
You
a lying, bitch-ass liar.
You got in
your
feelings,
boy. You got in your feelings, motherfucker. Just like you got in your feelings with me. With me and Mitchie and all
that
shit. Hey, Mitchie, I ain't got nothing to do with that, man.
Hey, man,
I want to get paid.
Baby.
Get your bitch ass out of here, nigga. Go get your money up and not your funny up, motherfucker. Are you ready to lock in?
You pocket watching. Now you pocket watching?
I ain't pocket watching.
You worried about what
it's
I'm
a
doing?
Simple fact.
Are you worried about
it's
what
a simple
doing?
Fact. You won't lock
you
in with your stupid ass.
Why
that was wrong.
You worried about? I don't
yeah.
want to race you.
Yeah.
You mad at me?
I'm trying to get you get back with your whole ass so
you
can stop telling them niggas on the morning show all kind of lying ass stories and shit with your coward ass. With your coward ass.
Sam,
with your coward ass. I ain't got to be in my motherfucking field. I'm the winner,
baby.
Motherfucker.
Baby.
You the loser.
Baby.
You the loser,
I don't
motherfucker.
Race you, baby. I beat you three
I know you
times.
Don't. I know you don't.
Yourself.
I told
you
you would quit me.
Yourself.
I told you
you
would quit me.
You
quit me, boy. I didn't quit you. You ain't nothing to quit.
You
quit me.
Yourself.
Hey, you know what all you're going to do? All you're going to do is keep on reflecting on glory days.
I beat
yeah,
you three
yeah.
times in a row.
And I beat your ass out of 6,000, bitch.
And you beat me 2 years ago. And I beat you out of 6,000.
Motherfucker.
I beat you out of 6,000.
And I'm trying. Hey, motherfucker, it's 23. And you still won't lock back in with your coward ass.
I'm going to
go to the track.
Hey,
get your coward ass out of here. Boy, you a coward. Hey man, let me ask you a question. How your job interview is going? Huh?
I ain't got no job.
Have you secured anything?
How's the job interview going? Oh, you ain't got one yet? Okay. Well, I was just curious.
Could you give me one?
I was just curious.
I just asked a question, sir. Damn, I just asked a question. Well, why you on defensive and shit?
Well, why?
Damn. I'm not defensive.
Damn, I can't ask a question. I was just curious. See how you was doing and shit. That's all.
I mean, you know. I said, would you give me one, man? You won't even give me one.
No, I ain't nothing. You know, I ain't nothing.
Damn,
I'm
you mean your feelings?
I'm too fucking smart, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a dumb motherfucker. I don't know nothing. That's all. You shouldn't ask a dummy for nothing. I don't know nothing.
Where you get all that from? Well, then why
I don't know
you
anything. That's all.
Dummy
I'm just saying,
about
baby.
What he got? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, baby. I don't know nothing.
We talking about racing. I thought we were talking about racing.
No. I just asked you. I said, how's the job interview going? That's all.
No.
I'm just curious.
Was you my interviewer? Was you supposed to be there and I was supposed to be there?
I was just asking you a question. Damn, man. Why you got to get all in your feelings and say,
I want to talk about race. This
that's
is
like,
a race
that's like
show,
you asked
man.
Me, that's like you
this
asked
is
me. Said,
not
you
an
said,
interview
man,
show.
Hey, if you said
this
to me, you said,
show.
You know, you said this before, you said, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, a kid working in the library. And you said, man, hey, man. How's it going in the library? I'm like,
well,
man, everything is going great,
no,
man.
You going way back in the past.
I just asked
you
a question, baby.
No,
hey,
no,
you
listen.
Know what?
Okay, let me ask it.
I care about certain people's well-being,
parking,
so I was just concerned, like, how you doing
attendant.
And stuff, how you interviewed and
I'm
shit going. That's all, baby.
I'm a parking
that's
attendant.
All.
Didn't you say that what I was?
But look. All I did was I just came on to answer Shale's question. That's all.
Baby.
And then
right,
you started speaking when you heard my voice and stuff. Do you miss me? Do you miss
no.
me?
Yes.
I just came
yes.
on to answer Sham's question.
Yes.
That's all.
I miss you.
That's all.
No,
everybody came on
and
hit the one button. I want to say hello. Hi, everybody, everyone. So I get back and relax.
You heard me talking
so I can
about
get up
you
and clock
yourself.
In.
Now
you know what I'm
saying? You want to answer a question. Come on, queen.
Because right now, all I'm doing is sitting back chilling. I'm listening to the show and things. I want to get on the contribute.
And that's what I'm doing.
So now when I go back on you, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to continue playing
doing.
The Division 2. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to get
doing.
Up and I'm going to clock
in.
I'm going to clock in. I'm going to chill. And then I'm going to clock
guess
out. And then I'm going to go home.
I'm
talking about.
Kiel, guess what I've been doing?
You know what I'm
just
talking about?
Chilling in the house talking to the boys on the phone for the last 7 months.
That's
I'm
cool, man.
Hey,
man. Hey, man. Hey, man. Hey, hey. If that's what works for you, salute to you, sir. I'm talking about.
Right. What are you talking about?
You know what I've been doing? I've been clocking in
and
clocking out every day. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah.
No, you don't clock in. You be out of town. You be overseas.
No. I clock in. Well, you know what, sir? Well, you know what, sir? Well, you know, sir, since you want to bring that up, you know what? Wait, hold on. I want to articulate something because you're speaking on something. So I want to give you more information.
No, guess what Rob told me, man.
It's called having benefit time. And you see what I'm saying? And see, you would know that if you were clocking in and clocking out and not just being at home chilling, talking on the phone with the fellas. It's called having benefit time. You know, you have paid time off. You have vacation time.
You
got sick days and things like that. You see what I'm saying? So the longer you work, the more you accumulate benefit time. Hold on. See, I'm trying
to
school you on something I've been doing for a long time. You know what I'm talking about?
I said,
talk
to your boss and give me an interview. Get
I'm just trying to school you on something I've been doing every single day while you at home chilling on the phone with the fellas. So the thing is that, see us working people, what we do is we accumulate what's called benefit time. You know what I'm talking about? So sometimes you get 20 benefit days off. I mean, you get the vacation days. You get 30 days and things like that, sick days and shit like that. So the thing is,
you ain't never got
I also want to speak to that too. See, there's also this thing called FMLA.
Hey.
FMLA.
No,
I don't
you.
Know. See,
so you was on
I don't think that maybe you're familiar
but,
with these terms and this shit like that.
No,
because you at home chilling with the fellas and things like that. So there are some of us can take off. You see what I'm saying? So.
So
I'm just trying to give you an FYI. You know what I'm talking about? For your information.
FMLA before.
You see, no.
I had a contusion to my knee. I had a contusion
to my knee. Right.
And I had FMLA.
I hear what you're saying.
They paid me. They
you're
paid
talking
me
about
for
so,
them.
So it's all
okay.
Now wait, hold on. Now,
hold on.
Now you
I
got
call
paid.
Human resources. I call
now
human
you get paid. Damn.
I
knew that from home. God damn. Wait, hold on. Are you working remote? Are you working remote?
Now listen. Kill, you're not listening.
Are you working remotely?
Kill, you're not listening, sir. This is what
No, you're
job.
Not listening. Are you working
not,
remotely?
I'm trying to tell you, no, I don't work anymore.
I don't know
what. Kill.
Okay. So you're telling me about old shit.
Now,
see, I'm telling you about current shit that I've
sir,
been doing.
You said I didn't know nothing about FMLA. I was telling you I did.
Right. I don't know how long ago that was,
like
what you just said. See, what I'm
ago.
Doing is I'm trying
like
to update you. I'm trying to update you in 2023
no,
AD.
This how
you
update
saying?
Me.
I'm trying to update
you. Give me an interview. Give me an interview
no,
with your boss.
Well, you know what, sir?
Tell him
I was just merely just asking
tell him your brother.
How you was doing and, you know, how the interview thing
okay.
going and things like
and
that.
I
that's
want
all.
You to
okay?
help me do a little better.
That's all I was doing, sir.
Your
I just came on just to say hi to everybody.
Hey,
hello,
hey,
people in the background and everyone else. That's all. Yeah.
Akil,
yes.
I want to take out the
yes.
garbage. Where you at? I want to be the janitor. I want to take out the garbage.
Oh, well.
Give me an interview.
Well, wait. Hold on. Wait, hold on. Now, let me respond.
I want to take out the garbage. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's about two of them over here, and I can ask either one of them to take it out. So I don't need no hard leg to do nothing, okay?
No,
you know
but
about?
I want to take
okay.
it out. I want to take it out.
No,
I want you to.
I want to watch that. I want to watch this booty
I
jiggle.
Helping me out.
I want to watch this booty jiggle when they go take it out.
Watch that booty jiggle while
you know
I take
about?
Out the garbage. Let them see
no,
like
no, no,
booty
no,
and,
no, no,
and
I like,
booty in
front I like when they grab the garbage and things and they walk and they walk down the hallway and then the booty cheek go left, you know, go up and down and say, I like that.
Now, that's what got your ass in trouble last time at that last job.
You know what I'm talking about?
Your ass somewhere else.
You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
That one got you sent up the river the last time, motherfucker. You better
hey, but you don't tell me. Hey, but you know what? Hey, baby.
Hey,
I'm getting
am I lying on you? Am I lying on you? Am I lying on you, nigga?
Hey, but you know what, though? Here's the thing, though. Let me ask you a question.
Sit your ass on
how
the
does
floor.
It feel?
How
does it feel? How does it feel being at home on the couch, not doing anything, while the other world
good.
Is being
watching TV.
Is being productive and shit like that? Huh?
Do
you think
good.
About, is there a pension? Do you have a pension
yeah.
got them sitting on the couch?
Yeah.
Do you get
yeah.
Social Security sitting on the couch?
It?
Huh? Do you got your 42 points for Social Security yet? Huh?
I got all that shit.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool then, baby. Well, they got you shouldn't be crying on the phone and shit talking about, you know, I need a job and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
You
should be good then. So that means,
you
should be good when you're in your 60s and 70s and shit like that. So you're good, right? Your future is secure.
How did the interview go? I told you I didn't have
you good?
Interview.
You good?
You good right now?
You feel like the thing is that
you don't know how
you're
going to be tomorrow.
You see what I'm saying? No. I know how I'm going to be tomorrow.
You don't
I know.
Don't nobody on this phone know what the fuck you're doing. I don't get up and just drive around in cars and shit like that.
You see, I have a destination to go to. You see what I'm saying? I got a destination to go to. I have to get up at a specific time. To go
but
to
why
a
are you
no.
mad at me?
No.
I, hey, look,
why would
on,
I be mad at a motherfucker who don't work? Like, why would I do that?
Hey, look, Akil, I get up every day. They wake me up at 6:30 in the morning, man. This
who
is
they?
My job to talk
who
to
is they?
Jitty Boom.
It's your job.
With the exception of the water.
It's your job. Okay.
Yeah,
it's your job.
Yeah, my job is to talk to you, motherfucker, every day, but not you, because you don't be on there. You left the building. You don't fuck with us no more. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you just come on
sir,
show.
Well, sir, you know what? I talk to people. See, sir, wait, hold on. See, let me take a difference between
you
and I. See, hold on. I'm going to take a difference between you and I. See, I'm paid to talk to people. You see what I'm saying?
Everybody different, Kiel.
No, I'm talking about me and you, not everybody. See, I'm paid to talk to people.
I don't care about
I'm paid to talk to people. You know what I'm talking about? I'd rather talk to people. See, I had to learn that. I said, damn, why am I on the phone with motherfuckers who I ain't even paid to do nothing? So what I'd rather do, I'd rather just talk to the people and focus on the people who I'm paid to talk to. You know what I'm talking about?
Motherfucker. Hey, it took you a long time to learn it.
You know what I'm talking about?
I ain't learned it yet.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well,
here's the thing. It's better late than ever. You know what I'm talking about?
You right.
You see what I'm saying?
I ain't ready to submit yet.
You see what I'm saying? I'm not an old fool. See, I don't want to get 50 and 60 and be old fool and shit. Like, I don't want to be out here with gray hair and gray beard and shit looking like Santa Claus and shit. Still being an old ass fool. You see what I'm saying? I don't want
to
do that. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather make my mistakes when I'm younger.
The thing is,
when I get like 50 and 60 and all that shit, then I can be more wiser
right
and make smarter decisions.
Why
you see what I'm saying? I don't want to be an old, stupid ass, fool ass motherfucker.
You
see what I'm saying?
Right now.
I don't want to be like that.
Man.
You see what I'm saying?
We
I don't want to be walking around
alone,
with fucking
man.
Gray hair all on my fucking face and all on my fucking head looking like a stupid ass, old ass, mark ass fool. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to
look like that.
You know what I'm saying? I'd rather make mistakes
if
when
you
I'm younger.
Living.
You
hey,
know what I'm saying?
If you keep living, you're going to look like that.
Yeah.
Hey, bitch,
yeah.
You ain't never
yeah, okay.
been my age.
Yeah, okay.
I've been your age, you dumb fuck.
Yeah. And here's
hey,
the difference.
If you
we only got
and
we only
what?
Got about goddamn
and
between
what?
4 and 6. What goddamn?
Kill.
Wait. Kill. About 4 year
kill.
Difference between me and you,
kill.
Sir. I don't have a gray hair on my body, motherfucker. Okay.
We ain't got no 4 year. How much you want to bet? We
okay.
ain't got no 4 year difference. I bet you we ain't got no
you?
4 year difference.
How old are you?
I said I bet you we don't have a 4 year.
How
difference.
Old are you, sir? If it, hey, it ain't
how
no more than
you?
6 year. It ain't no more than
okay,
6 year difference,
you?
Sir.
How old are you?
It ain't
how
no more.
You?
It ain't. It ain't no more than 6 year difference, sir.
Now, see, if I tell
that's
you,
all.
You gonna lie. If I tell you,
just know this.
Person,
no. You gonna lie. No, you
okay,
gonna lie.
Well, everybody know how old I am. When
said,
I
don't
it,
know who
everybody
is. Fuck everybody. I'm asking.
Everybody
I'm asking you. I'm asking you.
Everybody.
No. I'm
now,
talking to the source. I'm talking to
you?
The source. I'm talking to the source.
How old are you?
I got another birthday coming up May 8th.
I got
another birthday coming up
May 8th. I got a birthday May 8th.
You know what I'm talking
about? We
both
Taurus, baby.
You know what I'm talking about?
You know what we're going to celebrate with me? Do you
want to
celebrate
May 8th, baby? Wait,
do you
wait, hold on. You said what?
With me?
Well, you know what? Well, you know, here's the thing with that. You see what I'm saying? Like the ladies be calling me, and they want to spend time with me and things like that.
I know. The ladies be calling me, too.
So the thing is, I like to have the company of something salt.
Listen,
I like to have a company that's soft. You
look,
see what I'm saying?
If I ain't got 5 of them that's soft, man, I'm going to give you 10,000, nigga.
Okay. And I understand
make a
that.
I'm on you, motherfucker.
No, I'm fine.
You,
I got my own personal feelings.
I make them play
I got my own personal
booty.
Feelings. I'm talking
I make
about.
I play with your little booty.
You see, you see what I'm saying?
Blue.
Like here's the thing, though. Like, I'm being stealth on right now. You know what I'm talking about? You see what I'm saying? You feel bad?
You mad at me? I'm on the move.
You're talking about. Like, I'm just sitting here chilling.
I'm just feeling right now. And chill.
But the thing is, you know
pictures,
what?
Baby.
Again, I want to get back to
it.
All I did was, again,
pictures,
I just wanted to say hi to Sham and answer his question and things
no,
like
didn't.
That.
No,
I know you get excited. I know you get excited when you hear my voice and things like that, baby. I know you do. I know anytime you hear my voice, I know you just got to make it known. You just got to make it known that you hear my voice. I know, babe. I know.
What
I know bands that make us dance. Bands that make us dance. I know. I know. I know. Pinocchio, baby. I know. Oh boy, baby, I know. Bands to make a dance. Bands to make a dance.
Akil, send me a picture. Send me a picture.
You
know what? I see you one. Send me a picture.
You know what I'm
queen.
Talking about?
Come on, Akil.
You know what I'm talking about?
Come on, Aquila.
You know what I'm talking
come
about? Listen to him, Mr. Mitty Bitch. Listen to me, Mr. Mitty Bitch. You know what I'm talking about? All I want to do
come
is get
on
and answer Sham's question
faggot.
And go back.
Come on,
and go
faggot,
back.
Bitch.
Come on, little
listen here, Mr. Midget, little bitch. Listen here, little midget, dwarf ass, Oompa Loompa bitch. Hey, listen here. Listen to me, Oompa Loompa bitch. Listen to me.
Hey.
You know what I'm talking
about?
That ain't
in my feelings.
Oompa Loompa Dupa Dee.
I'm not in my feelings.
I have another story for you. What do you get when your kid is a rat? You know what I'm talking about?
What you want to do with that weak-ass Trans Am, motherfucker? Lock your faggot ass in,
oh,
nigga.
Man.
What's up? What you want to do with that Trans Am?
Oh, man.
You
ain't ready. It ain't ready.
Boy,
nothing.
Ain't nothing.
It ain't ready.
Well, get that raggedy motherfucker ready, nigga. You keep talking shit about that weak motherfucker.
It ain't ready.
Ain't ready. Fuck out
no,
boy.
I ain't talking nothing about it. I'm talking about that Jeep, though, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
You ain't trying to run the Jeep. I don't want to run.
You know what I'm talking about?
I ain't got nothing to run you with.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'll run you with the cucumber with your Jeep. What's up? What you want to do? I run with the cucumber with your Jeep. On the street.
I don't want none of that.
What's up? Your
hell no, you've been gone too long. You've been gone too long.
Yeah, just like you. I like when
you've been gone too long.
You've
been gone too long.
I like that, Queen.
You're gonna get me. You've been gone too long. Hey, that what you think you're gonna do to me?
No.
Hell no, I heard you mention that motherfucker. Oh, so you've been gone too long, baby. Hell no, you ain't gonna trick me.
Hey, you was gone a year and a half with that Jeep. You think you
gonna trick
you.
Me? I hear you. And that motherfucker you coming been gone about two, 3 years. Hell no.
And you was gone. Yeah.
I don't want no trouble.
And guess what? Your Trans Am been gone 4 or 5 years, and I'll beat the fuck out you, boy.
I hear you.
Your motherfucking ass, nigga.
I hear you.
I'll take my hand over and beat your motherfucking ass, nigga. With
your
nasty motherfucker. Get up there, nigga.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I hear you.
Get up there.
I hear you.
Yeah,
I
have to fix
well,
that
yeah, okay, okay. Well, then, goddamn it,
said,
well, you know, well, goddamn it. Hey,
recorded,
well, you know what? It ain't even the summertime yet, baby. So that when the weather break, goddamn
you
it,
right.
You know, just keep the same energy,
you
baby.
Right, Kiel.
That's all.
I just said you right. I'm gonna keep the same energy. It just show us recorded.
I hear you. Amen.
Ass,
I like that. I like
beat
that. I love
ass,
it, motherfucker.
Nigga.
I love it. Fuck him.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck about that Nova. Fuck him.
Get in that Nova.
I don't.
Beat your motherfucking ass, boy.
Yeah, okay. You okay? All right. We'll find out. But
okay.
But the meanwhile back at the ranch, though, you know, I don't want to get all, you know, things like that.
I just want to
like
love
to,
you.
Hold on.
Let me
I want to keep
you,
on looking at these booties and things like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Where you at? I want to hug you.
So, you know what I'm talking about? Ooh. Wait. No. Yeah. I got plenty of hugs tonight.
I want a hug on you, motherfucker. I want a hug on you.
You know what I'm talking about? No, you know. I'm at home with something soft, baby. You know what I'm talking about? I like being around
things,
soft things.
Can you meet me at the Subway?
Things.
I want to hug you. Can you meet me at the Subway?
No. So you want me to leave the soft booties to come see a hard booty? No.
No, man.
Mm-mm. I don't want none of that.
Hey, you want to bet on the game?
But, yeah, so what I did was I just came on the show,
man,
just to say hi to Sham.
We don't give a fuck what you came
for. Answer the questions, Dave, like that, you
fuck,
know.
Nigga, we don't need your motherfucking answer, nigga. You don't know shit about racing.
Well,
you don't
it was
even
nice
race.
Chatting with you,
you
and I hope you have a very good evening,
life,
sir. Okay?
Motherfucker. Shut
okay.
up. Look at your gay ass. Only gay motherfuckers talk like that. You have a very good evening, sir. Get your gay ass out of here, bitch. You faggot motherfucking Jesus walk wham, bitch. Get your faggot ass off the phone. Hello? Oh, shit. They hung up on me.
Anybody else? Y'all been waiting to get set up. Anybody else? Oh, man. I appreciate y'all. I really do. I really appreciate y'all.
Somebody lying.
I really do.
Somebody lying.
For participation in this conversation.
So you appreciate it that Keo came on. You appreciate it. I appreciate it Keo came on. Again, something to talk about.
Damn, you finna hang up on us.
Yes,
I
am.
Sam, I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question. It's another motherfucker. He came. He asked for this. He got stamps.
What the fuck did that have to do with wordplay? I want to know, Sam. See, you don't be keeping it real. You won't even tell a motherfucker. Hold on, Kill. That shit you talking about ain't got nothing to do with the question I asked. Nothing at all. It had nothing to do with it. That dumbass nigga heard me when I said.
It was a lot of innuendo.
That man outstipped himself. I didn't never outstip myself. He outstipped himself. He heard me and Preacher Boy talking about it. Now he going to hit the one button. Man, get your gay ass out of here. I ain't outstipped myself. I ain't did a motherfucking thing. Everything I did was right.
Well, I don't care what he said. He sounded real good when he said it.
Yeah, man, that man dumb as a box of rocks.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Hey, if you talking about pronunciating words, okay, I'll go with you. But sounded good. You just as dumb as him if you think that story sounded good. Because you were there to witness the story. You was witnessing the story.
He was very educational on his words. He used his very educational
words. He knows how to pronunciate them. He knows how to pronunciate them well, you know. He's a Harvard student. He's a Harvard student. He went to Harvard. But all he could say is he want to see somebody booty shaking at the job, at the college, everywhere. He want to see somebody booty shaking. And that's what got his dumb ass in trouble about 3-4 years ago. Yeah, he a fucking freak. He a R. Kelly motherfucker. R. Kelly loving bitch. He want to piss on somebody with his nasty ass. They probably be pissing on his ass. That's why his hair fell out.
Him,
a pussy motherfucker. This dumb ass nigga said he trying not to get gray and this and that. Bitch, you ain't planning on living then. That bitch ain't planning on living no more, is he?
I don't want to get old. You
got to
get gray.
Yeah, this bitch want to know my age, but he ain't going to tell me. He's hell 4 years old now. Man, get your young punk bitch ass out of here. Kid know I'm way more than 4 years older than this bitch. Kid been knowing him.
Charlie.
He been knowing me. You see this bitch ass nigga come over here and say, I'm 4 years older than him. Man, get your stupid ass out of here.
You're very disrespectful to Akio, man.
Hey, that's just like Zay coming on here talking about, Charlie, you ain't number 4 years older than me. Man, get the fuck out of here. I remember when you was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
These bitches lying there. That bitch just came over here and told a lie on the national show. And it's recorded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only 4 years older than him. Get your stupid ass out of here, boy.
Yeah, well, if you keep living, you'll get old, shorty.
Man, this stupid punk motherfucker. That bitch didn't want to live no more. That bitch don't want to be here.
All the way you don't get old, you got
to
stop
get
living.
On here. And I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to say this. He didn't say no. A lot of stuff was not incorrect, but what is the basis of it? What's the basis of having a 401k, bitch, and you ain't going to live to get it? You want to die. Stupid motherfucker. You ain't going to be great. You dumb, stupid bitch. These motherfuckers do all this investing and shit and all this doing this and that for somebody else to enjoy, kid. Hey, kid, we ain't promised to get your aid. We ain't promised to get your aid. This dumb ass nigga. Oh, Lord.
Hey, kid.
Well, you niggas
kill me. I'm trying my best to get your aid.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Everybody should be fighting for it. We all should be fighting for it, but I mean, you know. It's inevitable. Shit gonna happen. You know?
Hey, I'm a witness of shit happening.
Hey,
and
it could be
some
freak
shit. When you tell him, he don't know it's gonna happen.
Like,
and when you tell him, he didn't know it's gonna happen tomorrow.
Yeah,
I didn't appreciate his answer.
But this motherfucker, Sham, gonna he said some good shit, but I ain't say nothing good. like this motherfucker, he the fucking God. He know how long he gonna live. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. That nigga sounded stupid than a motherfucker. And you know he did, Sam. You're a goddamn hypocrite, Sam. I'm beginning to believe what they say, Sam. Your show is a big sham. You know goddamn well that didn't sound like shit. He can talk about old shit, but I can't. He ain't never tricked me doing nothing. He do number one a race. I crashed my car. But when I talk about the three times I beat him, he only raced four times in his whole life. Five times. I forgot about Terrio. He raced me four times and raced Terrio one time. He beat Terrio. He beat me once. I beat him three times. What is the problem? I beat him out of 6,500. He beat me out of 6,000. Now, what is the problem? Did that motherfucker have a math class? Did he have a math class in that school he went to, Preacher Boy? I just need to know.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
He must have had no math class because he ain't up on me. When is he up on me? I need to know. I raced him three times, 1,600, 1,400, and 3,000. And then they paid the punk out one time for 500. I beat him out of 6,500, and then he won the race for 6,000. Who out front, Preacher Boy? You know how to shoot dice and gamble,
you?
What the fuck is he talking about? So what the fuck is he talking about? And guess how many years it took me to do it, Preacher Boy? 6 motherfucking years. Every 2 years he raced me, and I blowed his motherfucking ass out. Every motherfucking 2 years. He outstripped himself the last race. He said, I got 3 seconds to lead. I got the break. I said, bitch, but if you leave before the 3 seconds, and I ain't done left yet, if I leave, you can come behind me. But if you leave for the 3 seconds, you lose. He agreed to it and outstripped himself. So he got mad. Because I told that story when we was talking earlier. Now he going to hit the one, but I just want to come and ask you a question. What is your question? You know what the fuck the question was. Now, when the fuck did he prove that I outstripped myself, Mr. Preacher Boy? You've been watching me a long time. When the fuck did I outstrip myself? This bitch outstripped himself. And he mad at me. I want to know why. He do nothing but whoop me. I ain't outstripped a motherfucking thing.
Can I ask you a question? What time are you leaving?
Man, I ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going down there?
Hell no. Them motherfuckers ain't doing no racing. Mm-mm. I will not waste a dollar. I will not.
Well, you said they're not going to race.
God, shit, it's showing rain and shit. What do you mean? Shit. You'll see. Put it this way. Sunday morning, you will find out. And you will say, you either going to say, Skin, you're a genius. Skin, you were right. Or you going to say, Skin, you were
Friday
wrong.
Saturday.
I hear everything you're saying,
man.
But you ain't heard nothing I said. I'm going to say it one more time. Ain't no motherfucker racing that I know of. I'm talking about people that we know. I ain't talking about no other people now. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the races that I was going to see. Hey, I don't know. All I got to say is you'll see Sunday. They'll be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say. You want me to tell you in details? No, I ain't going to tell y'all that.
No,
because you keep saying why I say that. That ain't asking me in detail.
I thought you were talking about rain.
Like I said. It ain't gonna be no motherfucking racing, man. Not no racing that I want to see. Not what I was going
fear.
For.
You ain't just talking about racing. You talking about fear. Somebody's scared or somebody ain't ready.
I don't know. You just reading too much into it. No, I ain't saying that. But like I said, I'm gonna say it one more time. The show recorded. Ain't no racing that I want to see down there. So what the fuck am I flying down there for?
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh. No. And I ain't even have to spend no money. It was just a waste of my time.
Uh-huh.
What I'm just be hanging around for? Ain't nothing to do. And then don't fuck around and it rain.
I'm gonna really be mad. Fuck up, goddammit, I ain't even got no umbrella. Shit. No. No, I'll wait till May 7th to see you. I'll watch you. I'm going to be your biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a P. Give me an R. Give me an E.
Oh, man.
A.
Hey,
man.
P. A. You going to add a pom-pom? You going to add a pom-pom?
P-O-Y. Pizza boy.
Sure, you gonna have pom pom with
200,000 motherfuckers. Hell yeah! Hell yeah, man! My pom pom. I'm gonna put my tight jeans on like a kill say, and I'm gonna shake my ass. I'm gonna get that motherfucker grow.
Oh man!
What are you talking about?
I know he been on this tonight.
I'm doing all the talking, Sam. Shut up, cause you mad, cause you ain't tell that boy. He said some intelligent words, but he sounds dumb as a motherfucker. He sounded dumb.
Oh, my God. Man,
dumbass
crazy,
nigga
man.
Said he know what he doing tomorrow. He don't know what the fuck he doing. He thought he was going to 131 that time when Buck down fuck Rob up, and he couldn't make it. You don't know what the fuck you going to be doing tomorrow. I ain't promised to no motherfucker.
Mm-mm.
Stop that bullshit, man.
Oh, man.
Fuck is you talking about? I know the bitch still on there listening, bitch.
Give me a P.
Yeah. You know
give
what it is. What's after
man,
that?
That's
yeah.
Stupid, man.
P-A-C-A-T. Put your boy.
Hey, man, you know that nigga.
Man, that nigga stupid, man. Oh,
wait a minute.
My God.
You the dumb motherfucker, because I never said I was betting with you. I said I'm be just where the fuck did I say? I was hey, Sam. See what I'm saying? Hey, Sam. Nah. Preacher boy, I don't want to argue with you. Don't take it personally. You the dumb motherfucker. I ain't saying shit about betting with nobody. I said I'm going to go watch you, motherfucker. I'm going to be your cheerleader. That ain't what the fuck I said, Sam. Where the fuck I said I was betting some goddamn money?
Oh, man.
Bitch, when I bet some money... Bitch, I ain't said nothing. I don't know if you in your feelings or what, like a kill say. Bitch, I'm not betting a dime. I don't give a fuck about you or Terrio with that race. Fuck is you talking about? I'm not betting shit. Nigga, I don't go alone to get along. I ain't betting because he my son. The fuck is you talking about? You sleep on me, nigga. I ain't betting a motherfucking dime, nigga. Not a dime. I'm going for moral support, bitch. Y'all ought to give me some gas money, bitch, and be y'all cheerleader. Fuck you mean I'm betting, bitch? I ain't betting on you or him. Ain't none one of you bitches shit. Fuck is you talking about? You dumb motherfuckers coming off the trailer. Y'all cars been had snow on it, bitch. I don't want none of that. Did you a damn fool?
Man.
Fuck is you talking about, nigga? I know how to bet my motherfucking money. You crazy than a motherfucker. Fuck is you talking about? You think I'm a preacher hater? I'm just going to bet against you because it's preacher boy. You crazy than a motherfucker. Nigga, I'm betting where I think I could double my money or I ain't going to bet at all. No bet is a good bet. Motherfucker, you can't lose and you can't win. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? I ain't betting with no I-tell carrier. See, y'all got the game fucked up. Y'all just be trying to expose somebody. But y'all be fucking with the wrong nigga. Boy, I don't give a fuck what carrier thinks, bitch. I ain't betting a dime. Fuck is you talking about? I don't know nothing about no damn carrier cop. Fuck is you talking about? I ain't never seen it. He slip on that motherfucker. You stupid. Fuck is you talking about? He got a little block, but you got a big ass. Man, get the fuck out of here. Now, you want to be a bold bitch? Fuck is you talking about? Ain't betting no shit on. He that minute, son. You study keep drawing that shit to me, nigga. Nigga, I bet $10,000 on him or you or won't bet none one of you bitches shit. I bet how I want to bet with my money. You know what I'm talking about, kid? What's wrong with him, kid? Hey, kid, you think you're going to hit me on this motherfucker? He said, kid, betting with me. He betting with me because he's frying a chicken. Well, I don't give no fuck about who you betting with or who you ain't betting with. I'm coming to see a race.
Hey, kid.
What are you talking about?
What up, Flop?
You going down?
I was going to ride, but I changed my mind, man.
Okay.
Hey,
I'll hit you in the morning with the rooms.
Hey, kid, let me do you how they did me.
Why you ain't going, kid? Why you ain't going, kid? The fuck do you mean? Why ain't going?
Girl, I don't want to. I don't feel like that. I don't feel like sitting cooped up in no car all that time or getting on the plane and all that shit. And I ain't going to see what I want to see. I want to see you and Terrio. Now, lock y'all race in for down there, bitch. I'm going to leave out right now.
Oh, man.
Oh! Hey, kid, don't you want to see what the fuck you want to see when you go to the track?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kid, you know what's the biggest lie I heard in racing?
What's that? What's
they
that,
say, man, I ain't going to no motherfucking track to see no one race. You a lying motherfucker. You just get a plus when you see them other ones. Motherfuckers be going for one motherfucking race, man. They lying their ass off. Hey, Sam, how many times you rushed up to the grove and the race already happened? You like, damn, I missed it.
A lot of them.
Man, I done seen motherfuckers. Man, they some lying motherfuckers. I went all the way to 131 and stayed 3 days just to see Rob get his ass whooped, man. That buzzed out. What the fuck you mean you ain't come for no one race? You a lying motherfucker. That's all I ever go for, one motherfucking race. I was going for one motherfucking race with the people that we talk about every day on the phone. I don't think it's going to happen. That's all I'm saying. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't want to go. What the fuck am I going for? And it's in here telling you it's going to rain. Man, I don't want none of that. Have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hope they get some laps on the car. Hope they get some. You said what, Vaughn?
That rain cleared up.
No. I get that, Vaughn. I'm talking about the people that post the race. They ain't some of them wasn't willing to come. You see what I'm saying? So what I'm going up down there to kumbaya with you and Ryan and the people that done went, Kate, no. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing nothing but kumbaya. I told y'all I'm gone. Shit.
Oh, man, the fellowshipping.
You know what I'm saying?
We can picnic at that.
Vaughn, when you come out, Vaughn. But
guess what? Hey, Bavon, I could have a picnic right here, man. This is my birthday weekend. What the fuck? I got a picnic down there with some niggas for.
Oh, man.
That's
not the hard leg.
Looking at the car.
Not the hard leg.
You said what?
I said, that's why I said you can picnic at home.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go on, you know what I'm saying? Do what y'all need to do. You know what I'm saying? Get your cup of burnout. Burn your slits out a little bit because I know they brand new and shit. You know they fresh. Go on, put a little rub on the ground. And, you know what I mean? Hey, come on back, baby. Come on back and get on the nigga ass. You know how that shit go. Man, Vaughn,
so I'm about to leave
my motherfucker. You talking about? Vaughn been gone,
I'm
man. Just
I'm been down here.
Oh, okay.
Jeez, man, please. Yeah, you know, I'm just talking shit. I ain't really talking about that rain. I'm just saying, motherfuckers coming up with this and that and,
hey,
you know. Certain races ain't going to happen. I want to see.
Hey, Scan.
Yeah, come on. Come on, Flop.
Let me tell you about that dumbass buddy. I don't know if it was on purpose accident, but you know he dumb. He going to send me a text when you and Akil were signifying. I'm like, yeah, that guy's right. Flop, Skin and Flops and Punk. And I said, the man ain't even said shit about me with your dumb ass. Like, I don't know if he sent it to me on purpose, like trying to be funny, or
you know
if
he did that. You know what
he
trying to do, man. And I can tell you exactly who you talking about. He weighed 300 pounds.
No, he weighed 400. He weighed 400.
Oh
man.
Hey, but that's that shit right there. That's the kind of show Sham should have. A motherfucker just be mad at another person so they agreeing with what another person say, even if they know it ain't the truth, just to go against a person that they mad at that ain't going along to get along with they motherfuckers.
Well,
do that all the time.
You,
hey, Flop.
You got a lot of that, Charlie. You got a lot of that.
Hey, kid. If I don't fuck with you, kid, ain't nowhere in the world because a nigga come on the show
and I don't agree with something he's saying, I'm just going to agree with it because it's against you. Hell yeah, mm-hmm. He's right about kid. Boy, these niggas, that's the show you should ask, Sam. You talking about a motherfucker, some wordplay. These punk motherfuckers mad at another nigga. So whatever another nigga say, they going with the nigga that's saying it. Long as nigga talking against you, Sam. Sam, you know how many times a motherfucker go against you and they agreeing with it because they just don't fuck with you, Sam. So they just going to agree with
it.
That's
they
the
got
most faggoty shit I ever seen in my life.
They got a dude on here to do that. What up?
That's
a lot of them.
The dude just mad because he kept telling us he had a Lexus, and we got a close look at his car. It was just a goddamn Toyota Camry.
Toyota Camry.
Oh, man.
So he mad it up because we called his ass out and said it ain't no Lexus. That's the Camry. So he mad. So anybody say something against me? Yeah. Now, they ain't said nothing about Flop, but he going to say, yeah, mm-hmm. They said you and Flop and you some punks. So you know that ain't nothing but hate. That's all that
mm-hmm.
is. Because Akil ain't said shit about no damn Flop. But he going to get it, but Flop get a text that, yeah, that nigga right about skiing and you Flop. Y'all
I'm
punks.
I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send it to you.
Unbelievable.
That's the kind of show you should have, Sam. Sam, they should do it to you all the time. They'll come right and hit the one button. Soon somebody saying something against you, Sam. They right. Sam know they right. They right about Sam.
Yeah, Flop. I'm going to send you and Jerry Flop, in the morning.
Okay, that's cool. Hey, Skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check out your text message, Skin. And I don't know who a Cal is. A Cal. I don't know who a Cal is. Dumbass.
Oh, man.
Skin and Flop punk. That man is right. A cow. A cow is the man. Oh, Lord. That motherfucking case, man.
You see what I told you?
Hey, oh, shit. That's what you're saying.
Yo, dumb ass came and said a bad
name. Oh, Lord, that's crazy. Lamont House, you a dumb ass. Hey, man, this man, look how he spelled the kill. Lord, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey. That shit look like an alligator or something. Oh, Lord. Oh, man. What is the world of sad? Good God Almighty. Get the fuck out of here. Man. Oh, we just shit.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Good God Almighty. Look at this shit here. I'm looking at some shit, a picture. Picture on Facebook. The fuck is this? Yes, sir. Anything else? Sam, anything else?
Yeah, anybody else?
Oh, man.
Anybody else got anything?
Man, y'all got anything? I was
Jerry. Jerry.
Uh-oh. Somebody calling me.
Hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
I know
what's
one more thing. Who was the nigga that thought didn't nobody hear it when we was talking about hardcore on the steps and locked in and said, if your mama die, I want my money.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
who said that?
I don't know who said that. I ain't hear that.
I know who it was, but I heard him.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't hear
that.
Man, that's
yeah,
cold-hearted,
you
man.
You know, because I was saying you're hardcore, you know, I want my money, you know, but I'm
right,
not unreasonable.
Right.
And then they said, if
"Yeah, I wasn't
mama
on.
Died,
I wasn't
I
on then."
Oh, I heard.
Yeah, I wasn't on.
Yeah, I heard it too.
I'm gonna tell you who it was. Blue Regal.
Oh,
oh
man.
Lord.
Oh, no, they didn't say that, man.
Oh, Lord. That's why they said Jerry.
That's cold-hearted, man.
Jerry,
how would they feel if,
nigga, you said that.
How would they feel if the shoe was on the other foot?
That's okay. Jerry, you a whole-ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I was laughing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I heard it, but I didn't know who in the hell it was.
Jerry, a whole-ass nigga, man.
Yep, they always said what goes around, come around now.
Hey, Sham, did you hear
it? Yeah, stop that bullshit.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Good God almighty.
I just make
that
sure
ain't
I'm
right.
Hearing them, man, work pretty good.
That ain't right.
That ain't right, man.
Yeah, when Sugar Bell was on, they was talking, and somebody was in the background. They were saying in the background. Just unbelievable is all I can say. Unbelievable.